participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Bush.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most hotties in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Last Wednesday, I know I say a lot of things that I say, remember what I say and never forget, but I said...
Yes, what did you say?
That come today,
yes,
we would be so glad to be away from our families. Amen! And to be back here.
Amen, brother!
In this dirty gulag of a studio.
Amen.
You know, you really want to appreciate your job and the friends you have at work.
Yep.
Spend four uninterrupted days with your entire family, and suddenly, this is friggin' Club Med.
I could not agree more. I don't think I've ever had any break, long or small, where I've been more anxious to get back in the saddle.
Wow.
It was a difficult weekend. Very difficult. Family, traffic, that's it. Difficult.
Mine wasn't as bad as yours.
Mine was the worst. This was the worst Thanksgiving weekend I've ever had.
Sorry.
Was the worst. It was terrible. It was horrible, and I've never...
It was bad.
It was very bad. If I could have thrown my own excrement around my car, you know, without worrying about hitting my family, I would have, because that's how upset I was with the total of, I guess, almost 16 hours of driving on a trip that normally would take a mere 8.
Ooh.
Well, yes, fantastic.
Keep killing me!
Fantastic. Can I just say a big salute to everybody that was also on the New Jersey Turnpike on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, which is normally the day. Don, don't we say Wednesday is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year?
However, people are screwing us because most people traveled on Tuesday, as we reported, and I got news for you. I was making my way up Route 50 on Thursday, on Thanksgiving morning.
Yes.
I also encountered major traffic. Same exact thing.
You know what I said, which my wife got upset with at a certain point, because I was continually saying it? I'd look around at the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit on either side as we were crawling up the Jersey
Turnpike. Now, the speed limit's not 25. No. That's the speed that people were going.
Speed limit would be 65 on that part of highway, and I looked to my left, and I'd look to my right, and I'd go... Slackers,
quitters,
because that's the way I looked at it.
I'm bigger than you, I'm stronger than you, and I'll always beat you.
I was looking around and I was saying to myself, you know, I'm the only guy that worked until 7:30, quarter of 8, so I had to, like, drive Thursday morning. Everybody else had the opportunity, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they could have left on Monday. That's the way I was going, slacker.
Oh, you lost again. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair, Witchwife.
But nobody ever said life was fair.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bigger, and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
But I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
That's right.
Happy holidays.
Well, listen.
Oh, man.
We're going to devote a bunch of today's show to bitching about how much we hate Thanksgiving.
Good. I do. It's replaced New Year's Eve as my least favorite holiday now.
But we will do that in a moment. I do want to start today's show with a real happy note. And I don't mean that sarcastically.
Very good.
I mean that seriously.
Mm.
A happy note Remember right before the holidays, we had this jockey on that was a friend of mine a long time ago, down on his luck, the Magic Christian?
Yeah, we spent a great deal of time talking about him and trying to hook him up with somebody.
Well, I believe, we'll get confirmation now, I believe that our radio station in Iowa City, Iowa, KCJJ, buddy.
I remember that.
I think they have actually hired the Magic Christian and
Yay!
Given him a good... Let's wait on that applause until we confirm it, Mike.
Oh, I'd love to get some good news, though. This would be a very, very good news for the post-holiday euphoria. I would normally say let down.
This would be great news.
And now we start the big wind-up to Christmas.
Christmas is going to be fine. I learned Thanksgiving. We've made minor adjustments for Christmas.
Hello? What's the guy's name here? Steve Bridges? Is that the PD's name?
Sounds right.
Any relation to Stacy? We have a Stacy Bridges that works here at the station.
I think he's the father of Stacy's latest baby.
Well, we can kill two birds with one stone.
She is like a Play-Doh fun factory, though, man. You know what I mean? You just push down on that handle and the stuff comes out.
Yep.
That's how our own Stacy is with babies.
Beautiful little baby she had.
Yeah. And incidentally, just a word to all the salespeople out there. Maybe I'm calling the wrong number. Rob, will you double-check this number for me?
It's a fertile place, this radio station.
Yeah. All you salespeople, I want to say something. I'm very upset that we nurture you salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
We bring you in here to bust your balls and to give you some stage presence.
We certainly do.
And I'm very upset to hear you leave the nest, to hear Jeff Shrinsky doing call-ins on the Sports Junkie show. Today I hear it's G. Gordon Liddy's birthday. Who's in here doing a monologue for him?
Who did it?
Tim McWilliams.
Oh, Tim McWilliams, come on now.
Right.
We like to think we have a little exclusivity. You know, we're the first ones that really got involved with the slimy sales force here.
And I don't fault the Sports Junkies, and I don't fault G. Gordon.
Right.
Because, you know, we've turned these salespeople into regular old characters.
Yeah. I think I heard about Jeff Shrinsky's call to the Sports Junkies, though. The Jeff Shrinsky call, I believe, late in the game from a Washington Capitals game where Jeff was half watching, half drinking the game.
All I ask from a salespeople is the same thing I ask from Dennis Murphy. Just a scotch of loyalty to this show.
Of course.
That's all. Tim McWilliams. Who puts you on the air all the time? What show puts you on the air constantly?
That's correct.
This show, Tim McWilliams.
You know, we're the ones that first identified your unusual work habits.
Can't you wish G. Gordon a happy birthday without coming on the air with him?
You know, a little note. That would be nice.
And Jeff Shrinsky, the violently insane Jeff Shrinsky.
Yes.
What? You don't get enough airtime on our show talking about your chemotherapy?
All it took was a couple of cocktails.
Talking about your kidney problem? Talking about how you're violently insane? How much you look like Tom Arnold?
Jeff Shrinsky hugged me today when I was coming down the hallway, which is, you know, I was in a great mood coming back to work. And I did not need that. I did not need that from him.
All I ask from the salespeople, I got the right number there, Robbie?
Try that one.
No, try that one, okay. That's all I ask from your salespeople. Please, just be loyal to this show. You know what I mean?
I'm so happy to be back here. Just looking at Rob and laughing like I always do, you know?
All right, here now.
Looking at Rob eating turkey, and I just started chuckling to myself.
There is the program director of our station in Iowa City.
Very good.
KCJJ. Here is Steve Bridges. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing great. We hope that there is a happy ending to the tale of the Magic Christian.
Well, I grew up listening to this guy, so I was real excited when I heard him on your show. We hired him to do middays.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great. Now, that is great news. That is great news. Yeah.
Way to go. You know, you're a guy that called up. You were one of the few program directors that called us, and then you put up. And that's fantastic that you did that. That's great. Are you on a treadmill or something? What's going on?
Oh, I'm in an airport.
At an airport? Are you meeting the Magic Christian? Are you flying him in?
No, we're driving him in. No, I'm picking up a magic sales lady.
Magic sales lady?
No,
oh, really?
Picking up somebody at the airport.
Oh, you got one of those operations going, huh? You got one of those deals going. You go, well, listen, I'll have to interview you myself. There's a little hotel out by the airport. We'll have about an hour-long interview, and I'll let you know if you get the position or not. Right. So, Steve, have you hired the Magic Christian?
Yes.
Beautiful. When does he start on KCJJ?
We're going this week. We've had a contest to go pick him up. And he's going to be phoning us from he's at Albuquerque now. He's going to be phoning us every day in the morning show, and then we hope to hear by Monday of next week.
Man, that is so
wonderful.
That's great. Applause to you. Applause to you.
That's great. Well, listen, he's a super disc jockey. Mm-hmm. I mean that. He's got a great heart. I'm so glad that you got off the schneid and you're hiring him. Way to go.
We're very excited about it. I grew up listening to him a lot of the... In fact, I was so surprised because we've got a lot of calls from... We're a very transitory city, Iowa City of Cedar Rapids. So
Steve, I hate to interrupt you.
We're grown up listening to him.
You mentioned you're at the airport. Would you be on the runway now? Is that where you are?
Yes, I just playing a little dodgeball.
Are you outside or inside?
I'm outside.
Outside, all right. It sounds like... Well, now,
we don't have great cell service.
All right, well, listen, the good news is Magic Christian, on this show a couple of weeks ago, homeless, living in a shelter in Albuquerque, got a gig,
right,
thanks to KCJJ and Iowa City. That's beautiful. Please, please keep us abreast of his progress. When is he leaving Albuquerque?
I believe he'll be leaving Wednesday. We sent him some money to put him up in the motel so we could get our guys to him.
Beautiful.
So he'll be leaving Wednesday or Thursday, and then we're going to make a big thing of him coming here. We're very, very excited. It's like working with you know, and I told him, I said, anything you want to do, there's nobody here that can tell you what to do. You know it. And
that's great. I mean, you sound like one of the brighter program directors we've had on the show. That's
sometime,
great. Yeah.
Sometime when you want to do a Westwood One Network Horror Story a-thon, give me a call.
Okay.
Okay.
Our network handling you with expertise, like they handle everybody.
Oh yeah, just tremendous.
We're trying. We're not thinking about it. We're trying to break our deal with them. So hopefully, come January, we won't have to deal with Westwood One effing up things anymore.
Well, you always have an affiliate here.
Hey,
like hearing that.
Good man.
All right, Steve. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That's great.
There is some good news, though.
That's terrific, yeah. And you know, you two, both you and Buzz, deserve a lot of credit for doing that and for getting that going. I know Buzz got the initial phone call, and then Don jumped in as soon as he started. I remember on the air, you were actually getting the memories of that guy just coming to you as you were talking
so nice
about him.
He was so nice to me when I was coming up the ladder. He's a big guy, a big proponent of me doing what I'm doing, saying, you know, stick with it, don't listen to the program director. You know what I'm doing now? I'm looking for his phone number.
I've got it if you don't.
At that hotel. Do you still have it, Buzz? Hey, bring it over here, will you, please?
Yeah, we can call him and check in. That's a happy ending, and that's a good part of the country. I mean, it's just it's a good, friendly, easy-going part of the country to be in, and I think that's terrific.
I don't know what I did with the phone number.
But they didn't have traffic like they did on the East Coast out there.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thanksgiving.
I would imagine there was more traffic in my living room on Thanksgiving than you encountered on the entire 95 corridor, though.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We had a world record this year.
Slackers.
Had a world record.
World record in your living room?
48.
48 people? Wow.
Yep.
In your little house down there?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I think there was a big sign out on the road. If you got nowhere to go, come to this house.
Eat it, dummy.
Yes, hello, room 240, please.
240?
240. 240? 240, please. 250?
Give me a sip for 15 cents.
Yeah, all the cousins came.
Mm-hmm.
All the cousins with their spouses came.
Did you have seating for everybody, or did everybody have to spread out?
We had the fantastic folding chairs.
Ah. A lot of people eating on their lap?
Mm-hmm. You don't even want to know about the big bingo game.
Bingo?
Played bingo with all 48 of them, huh?
That's right.
Did you call?
I did not play, Buzz.
Ah.
I was boycotting the game.
Do you have a little basket like they have in the real bingo hall?
No, I was boycotting the game because I was angry that they were all still there at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night.
All 48 of them.
Not to mention the fact that I had meticulously gone to the grocery store the day before to buy the supplies that I need. You know, I'm on this... Yeah, hello?
Sir?
Yes.
You were the one that called 240?
240, please.
Yeah, the line was busy, so I'll put you on again. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm on this strict diet, and I eat the same thing every day.
Right.
So I go to...
Well, he was busy.
Okay.
What?
He was busy.
He was busy in 240.
Can you try it again, please? Oh, and I should tell you, although you're a foreigner, so I don't think you deserve this type of treatment, you're on the air.
I thought the rule was you didn't have to tell foreigners.
That's the unofficial rule.
Man. Ah, that's our rule. I'm sorry. We have two books, two big, thick books. The one with the real rules is really thick, but ours is about the size of a Penthouse magazine.
Hello?
He is still busy, but let me, on behalf of all of my relatives, say happy holidays to you and yours.
Do you think this guy's Iraqi? He sounds it to me.
I say Indian.
Nah, I got a nose for Iraqis.
Okay, you say Iraqi?
I can sniff them right out.
What do you think, Buzz?
Eastern Indian or Native American, you think?
What do you think? Eastern Indian.
If he was Native American, he'd be going...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, room 240, please.
Yeah, somebody else could just call me for 240, and the line is busy.
Where are you from?
What do you mean?
Are you an Iraqi?
Or are you an Indian?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you from...
What country are you originally from, sir?
Hello?
What country...
That is an unfair question.
What country are you from? What country have you migrated to this great country from?
I will not answer that. I refuse.
Were you in my living room this Thanksgiving?
You wouldn't know.
There were, I swear to God.
48 people is a lot of people.
Wow. Many people in there who I didn't even know. And I didn't even bother walking over and saying hello to them.
Sure. Hello.
Magic Christian.
Yes.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Let's give him a round of applause for his new gig.
You got the gig, huh?
I did indeed.
That is good news.
Absolutely. All because of you guys.
That is good news. No, it's because you, man, because you're one incredible friggin' disc jockey. I'm not lying about that.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm very hard.
Magic Christian. So this had to be a good Thanksgiving for you then, huh?
Absolutely it was. Yeah, it's just amazing. And the other people, a lot of peripheral people who called as a result of that, as you probably know, I didn't hear the show because you just called me out of the blue. And I don't have a radio in this room, so it's a little hard to hear you without a radio.
Hey, that guy at the front desk, what is he? I bet he's Iraqi, and Mike thinks he's like an Arab.
No, I think he's Indian.
Indian.
He's one of those.
He's one of those? Is he a combination, maybe?
I haven't asked him for his ID, but I think you're in the right neighborhood.
Okay, well, that general part of the world.
Yeah.
What's he, do you think he's Iraqi, though?
You know, I don't know. I got a little worried a couple of weeks ago. Wondering, you know, with all the skirmishing going on over there again.
Listen to this guy's voice.
Yeah, it's Magic Christian. I don't know. I got a little upset at that.
Saddam.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Well, it sounds like they're making a really big deal and bringing you up there, and they're going to do a promotion out of it. And it sounds like the program director has got the right attitude.
He's going to give you kind of free will, do whatever kind of show you want.
Actually, it's the owner that I'm dealing with, which is much better, as you guys know.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's great news.
You know how they're going to get me there? Did you hear the story?
He said that they're going to have people come and drive in and, like, going to do it on the air.
Yeah, we're going to broadcast both ways, back and forth. And they're going to pick me up here and hook my car on the back of their van, and we're just going to be on the radio all the way back.
It's that's great.
Beautiful.
18-hour trip or something.
So what, are you going to do the midday show?
Apparently, yep.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah.
Well, at least we know we'll get a good lead-in on KCJJ.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll get to hand it off to you guys every single day.
Ooh. All right, well, listen, you son of a bitch, congratulations. Do good, and listen, remember, get a bank account.
I will.
Yeah, put those paychecks in the bank this time.
By the way, you know, I have no idea what I'm being paid. I really don't. And actually, at this point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm worth, and that's all that matters.
Beautiful.
That's good attitude.
Yeah.
I would say I'm sure they won't screw you, but I know how radio is.
No, they won't. I trust Steve Bridges is a super guy, and he's the owner, and he's just been incredible.
Beautiful. Well, Magic, listen, after you get situated there, give us a call. Let us know how it's going.
Absolutely.
All right, beautiful. Nice talking to you. Happy holidays, man.
Thank you, and the same to you.
You got it.
Bye, guys.
Now, there's a happy ending, huh?
That's terrific. Man.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't get up there and they pay him in corn or something like that.
I don't think... You know, what makes me think that they wouldn't is that the guy, Steve Bridges, who I guess is the owner, not only the general manager, but the owner, he was aware of Magic Christian, like having worked at WRKO and KHJ, a lot of those big radio stations.
And it sounds like he's doing the right thing. They're making a big deal about it, and that's great. And I'm optimistic. It sounds like the guy Steve, knock on wood, it's true, sounds like a real good guy.
So there's some happy news to begin today's show, huh?
Yeah. And we never found out whether the guy was Iraqi or Indian. I guess we'll never know.
Oh, we can call him back, Mike.
What country are you from?
I think Indian.
Indian?
Yeah.
Okay, Don says Iraqi. Rob, would you like to weigh in on this?
No.
No?
Come on, Rob, play our game.
No, I'll say Iranian.
Iranian. All right.
Same thing as Iraqi.
Wonder why the guy wouldn't answer that question.
Well, he was very busy.
He's a spy. Working for Saddam.
Downtown.
Imagine what kind of whore-infested flea trap is poor Magic Christian having to stay at. Hello, this is Don and Mike again, and once again I will do you the supreme...
Oh.
Hello? Okay.
Wow.
Right. Why did he hang up? All you said was whore-infested flea trap.
Whore-infested. Hello, Roach Motel.
Welcome to the whore-infested.
I'm turning in up here.
Yes, hi. Listen, this is Don and Mike. This jockeys were just calling you a second ago.
Uh-huh.
And we're on the air, and so are you. Last question. What country is your origin from? What country do you come from?
Yeah, where originally are you from?
You're talking about me?
Yes, you. Uh-huh. Yes. We got a little contest going on where we think you're from.
I'm from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Oh, wild card.
We're all wrong.
Man. Wild card Zimbabwe.
Oh, boy, we were all wrong.
Well, I had you pegged as an Iraqi.
My parents are from India.
I had you pegged as an Iraqi.
What did you say about India?
My parents are from India.
Parents are from India.
Oh, Mike, no, Zimbabwe's nowhere near India. Right? Where's Zimbabwe? Isn't that by Africa?
It's Africa. Northern.
That's all the way in Africa, next to South Africa.
Oh, all right.
Right.
All right, well, now we found out.
How do you feel about Saddam Hussein?
Nothing.
Nothing, nothing.
That is not the right answer when you're in this country.
You're supposed to say you hate him, like, as we do.
Well, I don't like what he's doing.
Good. There you go. That's right. He's a very bad man. Please repeat after me. Saddam? Come on, repeat it now. Saddam?
Saddam.
Is a son of a bitch.
You sure we're on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saddam? Come on, say it.
I don't believe you.
Say it with me right now. Saddam?
Saddam?
Saddam is a SOB.
There you go. Welcome to the United States of America, son.
God bless America.
Welcome.
All right.
Nice to have you aboard.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, that guy in room 240.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you send a lady his way tonight? He's only going to be with you for a couple of more days, and I bet he needs to get laid.
We just provide the room. We don't provide the girl.
You got to bring your own.
Are the girls...
You bring your own.
Let me ask you a question, though. Are the girls in the area?
Say again?
Are the girls in the general area? Are the...
If a man wanted a little company, would it be easy to procure around your establishment?
You could find one if you wanted to.
There you go. What did I tell you?
Sure. Nice Albuquerque honey.
That's what I told you.
Nice hee-haw honey. Big cowboy boots. And a cowboy hat and a fringe skirt.
And VD.
And spurs.
All right, thank you there.
Thanks so much, Abu.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, wild card, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Wow. Who knew?
Uh-uh.
Zimbabwe.
It's pretty incredible. That was a wild card.
Well, at least he denounced Saddam.
Yeah, that's right. If we were playing poker, we all would have folded.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do, and there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do, and I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it, and so we're talking about another year here, and the end of the year gets very long, because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine. You know, I get these I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. It was on the bestseller list yet?
It's not, and yet it's only been out 1 month, and the book, the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
In New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like this.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area.
Uh-huh.
Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. These landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right. Sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? What do you think? Did anyone ever say, "Here's Larry"? Did you hear it, Robert?
No.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-2177, and this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. The last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like
agents.
Can't be and much interest to...
Couldn't have been... If you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Just keep laughing.
Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
Don Mike Show.
Hey, I'm pissed.
Me too. Thanks.
Yeah, we know what it's about. Yeah. Sioux City, right?
Sure.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes, hi, ma'am.
Oh,
lady,
yes.
Baby.
I'm very, very sick.
Hottie?
No.
Sweetie? Cupcake?
I'm from Sioux City.
Doll face?
I'm listening to nothing.
Yes, I know.
Another call from Sioux City. Call them.
Well, listen, I tried calling them.
Keep trying.
Their phone is off the hook or something.
Let me explain to you, like Ricky used to say to Lucy. Let me explain to you what happened.
What did happen?
Okay.
Bad day.
We've got very loyal listeners in Sioux City who have bestowed upon us fantastic ratings. The last ratings, we had a 19.6 share.
Yeah, we are delighted with our success story out there.
Okay, that's a success. You get a 19.6.
Mm-hmm.
You're number one.
It's incredible.
So... of course, we were horrified when one of our clients, somebody who runs commercials on KKMA,
right,
yeah,
sent us a letter and said that, your phone's breaking up. Guy sent us a letter, a fax, and said he had a meeting with KKMA about buying more advertising on our show.
Right.
And that they told him that they were going to drop the show and that they're changing to an all-oldies format. And that, well, let me just read you part of the letter.
Okay.
And we read this letter earlier on the air before they yanked us off, so everybody in Sioux City would know how they're screwing us around. I had my 90-day advertising review today with the station assistant manager, and I cornered him. After bull-essing me for quite a while, he let loose with it. It seems another radio station has dropped their oldies format, and KKKMA, as of Monday, is going to be another oldies station. The assistant manager told me they were your show and notifying you guys by mail on Friday, so the crap will hit while you are on your Christmas breaks.
Sneaky, sneaky.
That way you cannot hammer them until they are long gone. This gentleman even showed me the new lineup promo cards and swore me to secrecy. I know you don't believe me, and that is why in true Don and Mike style, I stole one of the new lineup cards. I have taken the liberty to fax this card to you as well. At least you can blast those jerks back to the Stone Ages. And then the guy was savvy enough.
Yep, he gave us this little lineup card they have, this little promo sheet for the new format.
For Oldies 99, Good Time, Rock and Roll, and it's all jive ass, been there, done that, radio, boring radio ideas. And, you know, we're mad on a couple of different fronts. First off, I can't believe that we have such loyal listeners that have really rewarded us in that station with great ratings that they would cancel the show. So we're pissed about that. But we're also pissed that they weren't even gentlemen about it.
They weren't stand-up guys. They were going to actually do it and you know, do it while we were on vacation, which is just the lowest life form thing you can do.
And, you know, it reminds me very much of when the Baltimore Colts moved out of Baltimore.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
In the dead of night, they snuck out because they didn't want anybody to know about it.
And that's exactly what KKMA was doing with us. They're going to cancel the show while we were on vacation next week because it's Christmas. Because then they knew that we wouldn't be able to say anything about it.
That's right.
So we got on the air and we talked about it. And, you know, because they're such dumbasses, they left us on for 40 minutes telling the truth about what happened. I read the letter from our client.
Right.
And read about the new programming. And, you know, it's one thing if a station wants to cancel a show. I guess that's their prerogative.
Right.
But why you'd cancel a show that in the last ratings got you a 19.6, and why you would cancel the show and not even have the decency to be a man about it, to call up and say, hey, listen, we canceled your show, it's not going to work out, I don't get it.
And they've been treating the listeners that have called like crap all day today and hanging up on them and, you know, trying to get them into debates. And, hey, the bottom line is we were winning for this radio station. They screwed us. They were going to unceremoniously pull us off the station, and they were going to do it when we were out of town because they didn't want us to talk about it. And screw them.
So what we're going to ask you, because you live in Sioux City, we're asking everybody listening to us now in all the other cities, please call them at area code 712, and their phone number is 546-4121, and tell them they're rotten sons of bitches and that they're two-faced bastards. And furthermore, if you hear anybody running commercials on KKMA, and this I really mean, you should call up the clients
and say, you know, you're not getting what you were supposed to get.
Yeah, like if you hear Buzz Burbank's Bakery, you know, say we have the best bagels in town.
Wow.
Call them up.
That's the best bagels in town.
Call them up and say, listen, I heard your commercial on KKMA. Are you aware that they canceled my favorite show and they did it in the middle of the night, just like the Baltimore Colts moving out of Baltimore, moving to Indianapolis?
I will. Believe me, I'm going to call them. I'm going to write them. I'm going to find an email address. I'm going to let the advertisers know.
It's underhanded. It's
another lame thing Sioux City could do.
And, you know, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a stupid thing to do, and it demonstrates they have no concern for the people that listen to their radio station because we have shown them that people love this show, and that's why you're listening in droves out in Sioux City, and they don't care.
The deal we made with these stations when we would sign on to them is that you run the show. Excuse me. Oh, that's for them.
Oh,
you run the show, and we'll get your big ratings.
Right.
Well, a 19.6 rating. I don't know what you know about the radio business.
That's a biggie.
Huge.
But that's, you know, if you get a 10 share in radio, you're considered golden.
And the bottom line in this business is that's what we're expected to do. That's what we bring to the table.
We got ratings. We got loyal listeners. They screwed us. And more than that, they showed that they don't really care about the people that listen to the station. They didn't even have the decency, you know what I mean, to come on the air and say, listen, we're going to make a format change here. We're going to do this. They want to do this behind our backs. They've already got all this new crap, all their new propaganda printed up and ready to get out on the street about their new format.
And what sucks is that, you know, we talk to people in Sioux City like you and like all those good people out there, some really fun
interesting people that called, and really, that's what really sucks. You hear it in their voices, how frustrated they are, and it's not fair. It's not, you know, and it's, as Don said, one thing to do it, another thing to do it the way they did it.
Well, if they're going to do it, they better get you guys back on the air, or I'm going to screw them. I've got so many people that I've called. I can't believe it. I got in the car, and it's some, you know, like you said, oldies crap.
Yeah.
So I didn't listen to anything on the way home from work. I'm going crazy. Love you guys.
We're sorry about that. You know, that's a big letdown, too, because, listen, I know. The end of a long, crappy day, man, that's one of the things that makes me happy about doing the show. And I know Mike and Buzz, too.
Absolutely.
You know that people, after a long, hard day at work, they can get in the car, turn on the radio, and hear something that's going to either make them happy or make them mad.
Best compliment we ever get doing this job, and it has been for years, is somebody going through a tough time at work, tough time in their life, and they say that they forget about it when they listen to the show. And that is, honest to God, that is the highest compliment we can be paid. And a lot of people do that, and that's what sucks. And now we can't do that for the people in Sioux City, and it's out of our hands right now, and it's frustrating. But the listeners, you have the power in this situation.
So please do.
What's the chance you guys will be back on the air? Any?
We sure as hell hope we'd like to get on with another radio station.
Listen, to be honest with you, with a 19.6 share,
somebody will pick you up.
I got to think somebody will pick us up. But also, I would never have predicted that this station would be a station that would cancel the show.
So keep after them. Keep calling them. Tell your friends to do the same.
I will. God, there's nothing better than trying to conceal. You're laughing your ass off in your car, and you're by yourself, and people are looking at you like you're a complete idiot.
You're very nice, and please call the station.
We hope we're back on soon, if not on this station.
We're not going to be back on that station.
I don't see that happening. No. On another station, I'd love to get on with another station.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, let me try that. 712-546-4121. It's been now 3.5 hours.
Unbelievable.
Oh, well, good. Maybe we'll be able to speak to a manager.
KKM.
Yes, KKMA?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Listen, this is Don and Mike, and we're on the air. We'd like to speak to Dave Rudin, please.
That's me.
Hey, you rat bastard. What kind of a cheesy businessman are you? Really?
We caught you. We found out what you were going to do.
Really?
I guess a 19.6 share isn't good enough for you.
What kind of a low class, no class, middle management piece of crap are you? Really? Have you ever heard about at least giving somebody a call to say we're going to cancel the show? What is it? You know better than the Baltimore Colts running out of Baltimore in the middle of the night. You know better than that.
I guess you're right there.
No, I'm absolutely right, you son of a bitch. I'm absolutely right. How dare you?
They're telling.
How dare you?
Absolutely right, you son of a bitch.
Wait, what are you doing? Don't listen to my show there. You took my show off. You can't listen to it on the satellite, you bastard.
Well, I kind of have to, don't I?
No, you don't.
You pulled the plug on us.
No, you don't.
Well, I have to clear the spots yet.
Listen, I got news for you, buddy. We're making our own deal, and you're going to be the first son of a bitch that we make an example out of. The first. That is a promise. That is a promise. You got a contract with us. You busted that contract. I'll see your ass in court. I promise, I swear to Jesus Christ, you are a low-level scum-sucking bad businessman. You got no ethics. You got no morals. You're a coward.
Well, don't you think you'll be on another station in a couple weeks?
I'm sure I will, but that will not stop my legal action against you and KKMA. That is an absolute promise.
Well, we're still clearing the spots.
You know what? Not good enough. Not good enough. How come you couldn't just pick up the phone to call somebody?
Oh, I don't know. That wasn't a...
No. How come you couldn't pick up the phone to call somebody?
How do you pull the plug on a show with the rating success that we have? What the hell is the decision process there?
Well,
how do you do it? I'm curious.
Would you argue the fact
a 19.6 share?
Would you argue the fact that our show has been a rating success on your station?
Well, yes. I guess I could, but it wouldn't do any good.
No, hold on. Yes or no? Are the ratings much better than when we started on your station?
I guess I couldn't tell you for sure, but
you're a liar. You're not going to be honest with us. You know you didn't have the ratings that we have now.
Your audience that it says here that you're going for now is 25 to 54.
Is that true?
That's what it says on your program.
Whatever it says on that, yeah, that's...
Right. What's the target audience of this show, 25 to 54? Why did you decide to cancel our show?
Well, it's probably going to be a mistake, but...
Why?
Why did you do it? We just want to know why. We have that right. We have that right to know that.
We just decided to try something else.
Why?
Because we did.
Why? Come on, for God's sake. Why? Be a man. Step up for once. Say the truth. Why?
We just decided to try something else. You know, we had you guys on for 5 years.
What kind of idiot throws away a 20 share because you want to try something else?
I guess it's us.
So there is... you're going to tell the rest of our listeners listening right now, who will find it very difficult to believe, that you simply wanted to try something new. That is your only criteria.
Well...
I'm
sure there's other criteria.
Well, what are they?
We're waiting to hear it.
Well, it's not going to do any good to argue with you.
Well, why don't you throw one out? Why don't you throw one out? I'm giving you the opportunity now to tell us why you fired us.
We just want to try something else. I mean, it's that simple.
It isn't that simple, because that you really are. The fact of the matter is you're throwing away a great rating.
Well, okay, if I tell you it's a hard sell, you're going to say...
What, you can't sell a 20 share?
Uh-huh. That's what I predicted. That is what I predicted.
Well,
it's on.
See?
It's your. What you're doing is you're taking the inadequacy and the ineptitude of
your sales staff,
and you're balancing that. And you know something? Oldies ain't gonna work.
Nothing's gonna work. Right.
What you got to do is you got to get people that can sell it. Hire them, not us.
Well. Did you ever consider calling me, calling somebody at the network, calling somebody at WJFK? To say, listen, my salespeople are having trouble selling. Did that ever occur to you? Did you ever do that?
I think we did. I don't know for sure, but...
You are full of I don't knows.
Well, I don't know. I don't know for sure. We're just going to try this, and it could be wrong. It could be,
Listen, it will be wrong. Well, it will be wrong. You are a big-time loser. You will be hearing from my agent, who has a big, high-powered attorney, and you are going to be the guys that we make an example out of. You really are, I swear to Jesus Christ. So I hope you've got a good legal team behind you. I hope you've got a good salary, because I'll see your ass in court. That is a promise. You hear me? I'm saying that now. I'm saying that on a CBS-owned radio station. You will see us in court. It's not that easy that you can just decide you want to change your mind. You have a contract with us.
It's one thing to make a change, and it's another thing to do it behind our backs.
You have a contract with us, and I don't care about running the commercials. You don't get out of it like that. So you go back to your general manager, and you tell him that.
Okay.
You can tell him to look forward to a certified letter from us next week, like the one that you were planning to send us tomorrow.
Okay.
And you know something? The one last thing I want to tell you here is it's not just us. We have taken more calls from the small town of Sioux City today from good people that dug this show. And you've screwed them as well as screwing us to do something new. And that really is the only reason I heard.
Well,
that and you can't sell the show.
You're not going to believe me. I like your show, too.
Please.
Another station.
Please, do not patronize me.
What difference does it make if you're on our station or another one?
It's something called listener loyalty. So are you going to go out and clear us on another station in Sioux City then, you personally?
Well, no, but I would.
Well,
somebody would pick you up.
Of course. Why would somebody pick us up in Sioux City?
Well, they'll be able to do a better job than we did.
Why would someone pick us up in Sioux City? Why?
Because we have a 20 share?
Because we have a big following there? Because we've proven for the last 5 years that we can garner an audience? Would that be why?
I think so.
Okay. Unbelievable.
And furthermore, all these programming ideas here, they blow. Beatles Archives, Fab Four Fridays, Afternoon Trivia Quiz.
Same old stuff.
Are you kidding me? That's an insult, man. That is a true insult. We're doing something that's innovational, something that is avant-garde, something that can be heard on no other station in Sioux City. We've done everything that you have asked us to do, and you're pulling out in the middle of the night like the Baltimore Colts.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we've been loyal to you, you can't just say, well, we wish you good luck. We'll do fine on the
station. No, you know why I can't? Because of the way you handled this. Because you're not man enough to pick up the phone and call me, call my agent, call my network. I got to find out about it from a client.
Well, what if it had gone the other way? What if you guys changed your network and then all of a sudden we're out?
Hold on. You wouldn't have been out. And you, first off, you don't know that. But you wouldn't have been out.
But what if you had?
Well, we sure as hell wouldn't have sent you a letter and waited till you were on vacation because we didn't have the balls to confront you
and tell you
what the deal is.
And it's a moot point, man.
And it really is, when it comes right down to it, as regarding the way you did it, it's an issue of balls, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, well, that's great. I hope you're proud of that.
I'm not.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, you son of a bitch. I don't ever forget. I never, never, never forget. You're on my list. Your manager's on my list. The station is on my list. I've been in this business since you were a drop down your mom's leg. I will make it. Listen, I don't care what I have to do. I'll make it my goal. If I have to quit my network job to come to Sioux City to do a local show, I will do that to make sure that I beat your ass in the ratings and that you're out of this business. And that's after I sue your ass and win in court for breach of contract. So you better take a good look at that contract this weekend. Take a good long look at it. And then take a good long look at our ratings history. And then take a listen to what you've said on our radio show today. Because I'm taping it and I'm transcribing it.
And then listen to your customers.
Oh, well, that's the one that he won't do that, Buzz.
Well, they haven't done that, obviously.
We got people say that call the station today, people hanging up on them, being rude to them. I hear your phone's ringing off the hook there right now. You're a disgrace, man. You're the Robert Irsay of radio. And it won't stop. Our listeners won't stop calling you.
Had a good thing going here. Had a real good thing going here.
I'm going to have a big party the day that you get fired from KKMA.
Okay.
I mean that, man. I mean that, Dave Rudin. I seriously mean that. And we will be back on in Sioux City. And it will be the Dave Rudin Show every single day.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I wish you guys luck. I hope you
don't wish you any luck at all.
Well, that's okay.
I wish you no luck at all because you're less than a man.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
You've been just as honest in this phone conversation as you have been with this entire process. Congratulations.
How can you look yourself in the mirror, man? How does it feel to be less than a man? Please answer that. How does it feel to be less than a man?
It feels bad.
God, oh, forget it.
All right, listen, my agent's name is Donald Ephraim. So when you see the stationery, Ephraim and Partners, LTD, North Michigan Avenue, Chicago, you'll know that inside will be all the legal papers for you and your general manager and whatever company it is that owns your station. Because you're the guy that we're going to have to make an example out of. Because it ain't going to be that easy, man, to just pull the rug out on us. You just can't do it like that. You can't do it like that. You don't treat people like that. You wouldn't like to be fired with no notice a week before Christmas, would you?
Well, I'm sure that's happened to lots of people.
But you wouldn't like it, would you?
Well, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you like to be in the position to do something about it if some rat bastard fired you a week before Christmas with no notice, after you'd done an exemplary job for that employer for 5 years? Wouldn't you love to be able to put the screws on him? To take him to court, to sue him, when you had a legal binding contract with him that doesn't run out for over a year. Wouldn't you like that, to be able to do that? Wouldn't that be some vindication if you were fired a week before Christmas?
Guess I don't know.
A lot of I don't knows, Dave.
You're a piece of work.
Well, it's obvious I don't know. I mean...
You're a piece of work, man. But if I heard you correctly earlier, you said you'd give a good reference to us to whatever station picks us up
next.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, well, I'll write you down on our reference sheet then.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Look for our legal action, and I swear to God, I'm not kidding about that. Absolutely not kidding. I throw a lot of money at this problem, man. I'll hire a lot of lawyers. Lots of big lawyers, all of them Jewish. All right, Dave. Been good talking to you. Happy holidays.
Thanks so much for clearing that up for us, Dave.
Hope Santa's good to you, and thanks for answering all of our questions and being a stand-up guy.
We were certainly confused before this conversation started, and you've cleared everything up for us.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas. You can hang up now, Dave.
Go answer some of those other... I'm sure you want to hang up on some of our listeners that are calling you right now.
Goodbye.
Because that's your way. Have you had enough? Hang up the phone, please.
You want a little more, Dave?
What's that now?
Are you making love to these persons?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yes.
We said
I'm
goodbye.
Sorry. I was talking to somebody else. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, hang up, please.
Okay. Good night.
Well, that explains that.
I don't get it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
I'll never get it.
It's every time something like this happens, I don't think it can get any worse. I don't think it can get any more insane.
This is the worst ever.
This doesn't make any... No answers.
What's the worst ever?
What I was a guy who's underneath a guy who's made all these decisions. It didn't sound like he was really behind the decisions that were made, but being, you know, close to Christmas, he wasn't about to say anything that would get
him. You're giving him too much credit there, Buzz.
No way. No way. I mean, that guy, believe me, you could hear, you know, just read between the lines and hear some of the little subtleties that he had in there. Believe me, he had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. All right.
Lousy, whoever decided it.
Okay. Well, I really meant what I said, and I know you're with me.
Absolutely.
This is going to be the one.
Sure. You know, got to do it sometime.
This is going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
God knows we've been sued plenty of times ourselves. It'd be nice to turn the tables for a change.
You can't continue to do that. It's just not the way to do business.
I mean, we'll take what that guy said and use it in the lawsuit also.
Sure.
Right? Have we been a success? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the ratings? Yes.
Amazing.
We've been loyal employees? Yes.
Amazing.
His big answer to everything was, I don't know.
That's what he said. That was the I don't know.
Or you have a point. You have a point.
Unbelievable.
He'd recommend us for another station.
Figure it out.
Happy holidays.
The only reason I heard, we wanted to try something new.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, it made no sense at all.
I don't get it.
Welcome to my nightmares, Alice Cooper said.
Wow. Unbelievable. Hey, folks. That's kind of what we deal with behind the scenes here, too. You just got a little taste of it.
That's just luck of the draw we got, that son of a bitch. Quick break, and then we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, for my goodness sake, let me turn down the radio. Oh, there's some sort of echo. Echo.
Echo.
Oh,
echo.
That is great. Let me
yeah, there is an echo. I can hear that.
Yeah, that was fascinating. I have to say my crap detector went off when that last person started saying someone's name on the radio.
It's a shame we don't have a 7-second delay.
I just want to say I used to go to the club scene back in the... I started in the 70s.
Okay.
There were a couple of years where I just decided, you know, screw this, I'm going to stay home. So I would sit home and watch television. But then the 80s came along and it became fun again. And one type of club that you didn't mention is before it became very dirty to go to these places, you'd go to the place where people were dancing naked and peeing and throwing VM at each other. And it was a lot of fun, to tell you the truth, if you wore a plastic sheeting.
Wait a minute. What were the names of these places?
Oh, I don't remember. This is down in New York. It was a lot of fun watching people exhibiting Farfalotis at the blowhole. And there was a lot of times where I believe that many people should have joined the Joe Ardinger Taint Society of DM Eaters Anonymous. Can you believe that Lisa Herndon is marrying a primate when she should be with me, the great platypus tongue? And do you ever listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Actually, I do listen to Don and Mike. Let him go.
Good morning, you're on the air.
That's so funny, because he mentioned Joe Ardinger, and I know exactly who he's talking about.
Good morning.
We just got slimed.
That's
the Don and Mike Show. They put testicles on Bob Barker's wrist. Don and Mike.
Hello, gentle persons. Tis I, your captain, Don Geronimo, the pilot of the good ship Don and Mike. And I thank you for listening to the best of Don and Mike, but let me tell you how I'm going to thank you. Because next week, we're going to ask a trivia question, the answer of which is in the best of Don and Mike. So listen very carefully, answer the question, and you win money. I thought of that. I'm Don Geronimo. And I'm very proud that I did, as my way to say thank you to you for listening to the best of Don and Mike. All these calls are still contest players. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Looking for the 100th caller for the Super Bowl.
Pay attention.
Please. Live in the now, sir.
Yes?
You know, sometimes you can focus on what this show gives you, and every day it gives you wonderful prizes, but you can focus on it so much that you can't enjoy the content, which is also wonderful. It's the best in town.
No, listen, we already had our winner.
Okay, I got you.
I guess it's my mistake for thinking that the audience realizes that the contest by this time is probably over.
Well, I don't think that's a mistake. I think you gave it a good 2 minutes worth, and, you know, people are still hanging on.
Hello?
Hello?
Donna Mike?
Yes?
Yes?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Am I caller 100?
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, come on.
Try to keep up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pay attention, baby.
Well, you're supposed to turn your radio off, and I didn't want you to have to tell me to turn my radio off.
She has a point.
So
all right.
Radio has been off, and my husband and I are watching our brand new computer.
What are you watching on your brand new computer?
The DVD sample.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're just watching the computer, you might want to turn it on.
No.
Look at that. Look at that plastic.
No.
Look at that screensaver, hon. Best screensaver in town. That's some kind of screensaver. I tell you right now, it's got all them buttons. Best buttons in town. It's my own screensaver. Here's Cal. Hi, Cal. Look at that. Right on there. I've got my computer. I painted it in the ooze colors, black and orange, for the best looking computer in town.
No, it's mountain biking in Utah.
It's what?
Mountain biking in Utah.
Oh, mountain biking. Who wants to do that when you can have a natty bow and enjoy a big plate of crab? Go down to Little Italy, huh? Little Italy, right down by the Inner Harbor. Go to the aquarium and then have some fun in town.
All right, thank you. No, we got our winner already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Rob loves the old stuff.
Hello.
Part of my show.
He thinks it's the most fun in town.
Yeah,
best bit in town. Best bit. Then the crabs, Natty Bay, Orioles. Those coats that Roberters say ripped us off and took the team right out of town. Big TV guide. Biggest TV guide in town. Hello, Baltimore.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back, guys.
Hi, thank you.
I wanted to compliment you on the... you were rerunning the Ray Romano interview. I think it was the day before you guys came back.
On the best of, yes.
Yes, and that was hysterical. I honestly thought it was Ray. I had not heard that show.
Oh, you mean the bit where Mike was Ray and Raymond's brother?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was the real one that we did because we really interviewed Ray Romano out in Los Angeles.
Okay, now this was when Mike was doing both voices.
No, that's great. That's a good bit. Everybody
that was that was an excellent bit.
That's the best bit in town, Mike. So much fun. Ray and his brother. Ray and his brother, Rob.
For a long time.
Best two boys in town.
Definitely did, you know. Robert was answering Ray's question accidentally.
Robert talks to Ray. Ray talks to Robert. Fun, fun, fun.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. When's Dennis Murphy going to call in? I haven't heard him yet this year.
I do have news for you about Dennis Murphy. You know, and when you said that to me during, I think I asked the same question during the commercial break. And,
yeah.
And you said that, and I had a real mixed emotion about it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that bodes well for Dennis in 99. I'm not sure.
All right, here's the news about Dennis P. Murphy.
Very good.
Our number one fan.
Yes.
Our station in Sacramento, KHTK, mm-hmm. has inquired as to whether Dennis would be available to go out there to do a live broadcast on Valentine's Day to go skydiving on the air.
Dennis, on Valentine's Day, jumping out of a plane.
Oh, that would be great.
Skydiving.
Fantastic.
I mean, they also want him to do something like take listeners on a ski trip to Northern California, but they mainly want him to jump out of an airplane.
He's a big skier, I bet.
Live on the air. And there's a guy I could beat in the ski race. It'd be Dennis Murphy, I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the news. We haven't heard yet from Dennis in this year of 1999.
Oh, yeah?
The last year of our existence before the Armageddon.
Dennis Murphy.
I'm sure that now that he knows that there is some interest out there from KHTK in Sacramento.
Yeah, if there's something, another thing that he can take from the show, he will be probably making himself available very quickly.
As the year of Murphy recycles and starts all over again.
Yes, new features with Dennis Murphy for the year.
And that wasn't us saying, hey, listen, let's send Dennis out there.
Right.
That's KHTK called up and said, hey, we've got an idea for a promotion. We could sell this.
Oh, it's great.
How about if Dennis Murphy comes and skydives?
Dennis's new adventure. And every year, I guess, it just when we get tired of Dennis, it seems like a new adventure pops up for him.
He's back. The decade
also,
of Murphy.
Also, when are you guys coming back to Lafayette, Louisiana? I'll just hang up and listen, because it makes it taste good.
He was very proud of that.
Oh, when are we physically coming back? You're not allowed to ask us that,
sir. I heard a rumor that Rosie O'Donnell kicked Dennis out of the Chubb Club, though.
He couldn't get one. I love Don and Mike show.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling from Sacramento, and I'm just saying, bring him on. We're ready for him.
Oh, Murphy?
Bring Dennis on.
Boy, it sounds like you and your friends are like going to wait for him at the airport and beat him up.
Probably.
I'd be too bad if that happened.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He gets off the plane. He's all excited.
Hello.
Well, what are you doing?
Hello.
Stop it.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Don.
Buddy.
How you doing, Don?
Buddy. Hey, don't forget, the big clock says, Brumo Seltzer. Downtown Baltimore, huh? Have a nice big Brumo.
When you go to the O's games, they sell them pistachios.
Pistachios, that's what I saw them selling, a whole bunch of pistachios right up next to Boog's Barbecue.
They sell pistachios for like $3 a bag.
Oh, they're the best pistachios in town.
They're the best pistachios in town. And if you buy 3 bags, you can get
Honey Nut Cheerios. Cheerios are the best cereal in town.
Hello, Donald Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to know what the H stands for in Jesus H. Christ. And in Baltimore, it's not Little Italy, it's Little Italy.
Italy, that's right.
I think didn't we cover this H in Jesus H. Christ?
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas,
we had
right?
This conversation, that's right.
I think it stands for homo.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm just remembering that story that buzzed it on the news about the homo Jesus.
The play, right? There was a play?
Yeah, a play in New York City. A
couple of plays now.
Oh, no, you're not going to start that again, are you?
God, no. Hello?
I
can't hear New York City anymore and not think of Rob. I mean, it comes on a commercial and I hear New York City and I just picture Rob in the background and he's going, New York City!
I understand that the gay Jesus was a big fan of the gay Planet of the Apes, too.
Yeah, with the Germans.
Yeah. You know, yesterday when Buzz was doing the news, you know, one of the things I do admire about you, Buzz, I'll give you a compliment right here.
What's that?
Is you are able to focus.
I try.
You are reading a story.
Right.
About, like, Clinton being impeached or something.
Whatever.
And me and Mike, we're doing our own separate thing over here.
Right. And he perseveres. He keeps going and he will get it. He will get, not only will he get the story in, but he will go back and get the story perfectly in its entirety.
Buzz is over there trying to tell us a story about something important in the news.
Right.
But me and Mike were busting the gut thinking about a movie called Gay Planet of the Apes.
Right.
And all of the gay apes would be commandeered. They would be run
right.
by the Nazis from Hogan's Heroes, like General Burkhalter and Major Hofstadter.
Hochstetter, and you were doing Hochstetter, and I was doing Burkhalter, and it was, you know, along the lines of,
we have to make sure all of the apes in the army are gay. Now, all apes, stand in front of me and pull down your ape pants. That's a great idea, Major Hochstetter. I love this new planet, Gay Planet of the Apes. Male, female, female, male. All the males together, all the females together. That is the way we are organizing you on the Gay Planet of the Apes.
We don't know where it came from, but it was funny to us.
We started talking about Charlton Heston during a commercial.
And Roddy McDowell. Right.
And Roddy McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about if Roddy McDowell was gay or not.
Right.
And then we talked about Planet of the Apes. And then we started talking about
Gay Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow Hogan's Heroes came into it.
As they always do.
They always work their way in there.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there. I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
How are you doing?
What?
What was that? I'm sorry, Mr. Pause. What is it?
Hello?
Yes.
I was calling to see if you got our Christmas gift.
What would that be, sir?
We shipped you a container of Gentleman's Relish.
We received about 5 containers of Gentleman's Relish, so if you're one of those people that sent us that from the Dean and DeLuca catalog, we thank you.
Was that what it was? Please tell me. Please, God, tell me that's what it was.
Yeah, it was the anchovy-based product.
Ah, yes.
The other one.
Right.
A delicious anchovy paste that's great on toast.
Well, my wife likes it.
I bet she does.
Okay, thank you.
He's just loving it right
Bye-bye.
Now. They got it. They got the Gentleman's Relish.
Yeah, about 5 people sent us those tins. They're sitting up on the desk in the office if you want to take one home.
Has anyone at all sampled them?
And, they're all
and
still hermetically sealed. Hello?
Don.
And Mike.
Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I'm really talking to Don and Mike?
Geesh.
This is so cool. Say, I went home.
He just geeshed
because he was so excited to talk to us.
So excited to talk to you. I went home for Christmas, to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And when I saw the movie Fargo,
yeah,
I watched it with my mouth wide open because people don't talk that way. Till I went home for Christmas and realized everybody does talk that way.
Yeah, we were in there. You know, when you visit that state, and we visited Minnesota a few years back, that's the way they talk there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else about Minnesota? Maybe the whole state of Minnesota, not just Minneapolis. Too damn friendly.
Yes.
Remember that?
To the point where we were annoyed by it. And, I mean, normally you don't get annoyed by people being just plain friendly, but they were just so out of the way being friendly.
Oh, big, yeah, smiles. Like, hi, where are you from? Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you're lost. Can we give you directions? It's like, go away.
Oh, yeah, nothing but the weather. They have to talk about the weather.
Welcome to the Twin Cities there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, look at that. Looks like the storm's moving in, eh?
Oh, hey, yeah, look at that. We got a professional wrestler for our governor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My governor can beat up your governor. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, see you.
Take care.
Bye.
That was a real friendly goodbye for a Minnesotan.
Hello. I think he was just visiting Minnesota.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did I miss the explosive diarrhea CD yet?
Now, did you listen to yesterday's show?
Yes, I did. Well, I need another... more diarrhea.
He's requesting, Don, commotion.
Please, hit me with the diarrhea, the one with the echo in the tub.
Is that the one you want to hear?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me give you a couple of different ones. Now, there's Slippery When Wet,
mm-hmm,
Airstrikes, Cute and Sassy from the Assy,
uh-huh,
Long and Distinguished, Commotion, Simpa...
I'm thinking the long one.
Long and Distinguished?
We're talking... brown cabin diarrhea.
Okay, we don't need
underwear,
more detail.
Black.
Okay, all right, well. Oh, hold on, that's the wrong cut. I'm sorry. Commotion, I think people that are not fans of that humor actually come over to our side and actually
right,
enjoy that.
I'll play that one then. By request, a long distance dedication. It's the best one we've ever had.
It is. It truly is. It stands alone.
It builds.
Oh.
Oh. I feel like I'm in the airport already.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Mm. Yes. Oh. 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 Mm.
Oh. Disgusting.
Great. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh. Oh. Man. Man, let's have another glass of tomato juice. Oh, that sounds like the Henry Hyde version. Oh. Brother. Brother, can you spare a dime?
This is a big, long cut. Pardon the pun.
This is one individual?
Yep. This is Cute and Sassy from the Assy.
It is Cute and Sassy. Wow.
Let me play the one that says Airstrikes.
Okay.
Airstrikes, cut number 91.
That has personality. Oh, man. A cast of thousands.
We've installed a microphone in Linda Tripp's bathroom.
What do you mean? We've installed a microphone in Linda Tripp's car. Just driving around, doing a few errands. Thanks for coming, Miss Tripp.
All right. Here's cut number 90, Slippery When Wet.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. It's our newest CD, if you're just tuning in.
It's actually been nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Should be. Better than all that garbage that was nominated.
True.
Hmm. All right. Here's one that says, Telefart Answering Machine.
We've switched Miss O'Donnell's regular coffee with freeze-dried Folgers. Let's see how she reacts. they should have no vocals on there.
Well, let me give you this one. It's
just instrumental.
Sympathetic finale.
Okay.
Another one with potential, I think.
Absolutely. WJFK sales meeting.
This is Jeff Shrinsky in the can. We've installed a microphone in Eric Bickle's bathroom.
Morning.
It's a show.
This is like the grand finale display. Was performed by those chanting monks.
Bravo! That's bravo!
That is quality.
That is beautiful.
The quality might surprise you.
I love that CD. And we haven't heard all of the individual cuts.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are named Donald Loves Daisy, Toadstool, Goo Goo Doo Doo, Lawnmower, Trumpeter, Dueling Buttholes, Rip Roarin', Hot Air Balloon, Donut Cream Filler, Rectal Bismol, Would You Like Ketchup With That?
Ketchup With That.
Wet and Wimpy Packing Tape, Sphincter Stinker, Tonya Farting, Monica, You Is Stinky, Bottom Burp, Jurassic Farts, Touche, Men in Brown, Gravy Strands, Bowels of the Titanic, Ready, Set, Blow, Colin Powell, Slow Mo Blow, Nice Try, Oprah Wind Free, Gas Hole, Alien Encounter, Forest Dump, Slide Trombone,
Man,
Feces Pieces, Fart of the Bumblebee, Tuna Melt Madness, Bean Dipper, Clucking Chicken.
Wow.
Number two with a bullet, Heiny Hiccup. All of those individual cuts we've yet to hear.
So we have not heard at least 60% of what's on that CD.
Oh, more than that.
Really?
We've only heard the elongated cuts.
Well, we're so fond of those, we've been playing them to death.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Martha from Lexington Park.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I have a 5-year-old in the car that is just dying at this CD.
Yeah,
he thinks it is so funny.
That's our target audience.
But our target audience is actually 35-year-olds with minds of 5-year-olds.
And well, that would be me.
Well, what is your son's name there, Martha?
His name is Nathan.
All right, let me dedicate this one to him.
Okay.
I'll play him the one that says, it's a quick one now.
Okay.
Donald Loves Daisy.
Donald Loves Daisy, kind of a tribute to Donald Duck.
Okay.
Three seconds long. Here you go.
Very duck-like.
All right. Let me give you another one. How about Tonya Farting? I guess it's kind of a tribute to Tonya Harding.
This noise.
Now, see, I don't know why it got that name.
All right, here's the one that says... That one is Monica, You Are Stinky.
What a wonderful recording. Hey, could you play one request? Do you want ketchup with that?
All right, hold on. Let me find that. That was cut number... Hold on, let me take a call, then I'll find that cut. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
I wanted to find out if you guys got my Christmas card. It was, I was dressed up as Monica, and my husband was Bill, with a photograph.
Were you naked outside of that?
No.
This has been another one. Didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, well, thanks for sending it to us, though.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Next time, send us a naked picture. We always get those.
Yeah, they always make sure they get those to us.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right, now, Mike, it's a quick one. Cut number 47. Would you like ketchup with that?
Yeah, I just like the title. Okay.
All right. How about Dueling Buttholes?
All right. This would be two people, I would guess.
Cut number 25.
That's a chuckler.
How about James Brown Stains?
Here it comes. My God. Some of them don't sound human.
Here's one that's called Cheese Dog. Some of the shorter ones will come in and help us in a pinch.
Absolutely.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I just think this CD is so funny, that one long one that you had, the end of the can.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, that's the clear winner. Everybody loves that one.
Oh, it reminds me of my dad. Every time I hear that, I can just smell the stink coming from my
Oh, dear. Ah, childhood memories.
Okay,
me too. But my dad would take the classified section from the Washington Post.
In the morning?
In the evening.
In the evening.
Ooh. When he got home from work,
right.
He had a routine, man. One martini as soon as he walked in the door.
Right.
He would chug that one. My mom had to have the next one in the freezer waiting for him. Then he would take the classified section, he'd go in the bathroom, and this is what we'd hear.
Beautiful, yeah. My dad, every time we eat, I don't care where we are, a restaurant, anywhere, he's like a seagull. One fish in, one fish out. He goes and eats, goes to the bathroom, and you hear that sound every time.
And that's a bonding thing with your dad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you both laugh at it, and you'll laugh at that forever. That's great.
Every time.
Oh, there you go. Tribute to your father.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dynamite.
You're very welcome. Last call. Hello, Dynamite.
Yep. All right. That person hung up.
That was his father calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know if you could dedicate one of those to my dog. He's sitting here in the back seat of my truck, just cocking his head at the radio, just getting down a real hoot over this. He's loving this.
Yeah, the dog's enjoying it too.
Oh yeah. Dog's just sitting here like cocking his head at all the noise.
They like that because in most cases dogs don't make the sound, but you get the smell.
What is your dog's name?
It's Shaka.
Shaka, like
Shaka as in Shaka Zulu.
The Shaka Khan?
No. Shaka Zulu.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either.
Come on, it's the king of the Zulus.
All right, well, here's your dog's requested fart. Cut number 87, macaroni and squeeze.
Awesome.
There you go.
For my money, anytime there's a little moisture in those, it just makes them funnier.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gotta go. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this from the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Headed over to the Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals. Me and Mick are going to wing off on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited too.
The Don and Mike Show. It's where wrongs are righted and rights are eliminated. The Don and Mike Show.
We're sitting up in the office and we're watching this boring-ass Ken Starr show. You know, and every time that guy lies, here's what he says. He either says, to the best of my recollection, yes. Or I don't remember a lot about that, or he pawns it off on one of his lackeys. He says, well,
I wasn't there,
but one of my coworkers handled that.
And then he holds up his little doughy Playboy, yeah, I mean, Pillsbury Doughboy.
He's not a Playboy.
No, he's not a Playboy. And he looks like he's got that little trumpet player lip thing hanging down there right in the middle. And he says, well, yeah, no. He has that way of talking that is so condescending. Like if you were in a sweaty room getting interrogated by the guy, how do you feel? We're going to arrest your whole family.
You know who he kind of reminds me of a little bit?
Who?
The doughy guy that is the front desk help.
Yes, very similar. Oh. Very similar. That same smarmy kind of way.
Anybody else find that guy kind of annoying?
I find him slightly disturbing. Yes, I do.
I know you do, Rob.
Yes, absolutely.
How about you, Buzzy?
He's been very nice to me.
Well, all I know is that wonderful Colette has had some more health problems.
Yes.
Colette, who is the normal receptionist here. Mm-hmm. So for the last 2 weeks, mm-hmm. we've had this guy who kind of looks like Bob's big boy working up at the front desk.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. He's Creeps me a little bit.
Me too, man.
I don't know why he creeps me, but he does.
He really does, and he's got just a little bit of Ken Starr in him. I mean, he's much younger than Ken Starr.
Hello.
Hey, Christine.
How are you?
Christine, what do you think of the new male receptionist? And incidentally, isn't that really a girl's job? Much like nurse. What do you think of him?
I think he's a really nice guy.
Oh, I forgot. Christine won't say anything bad about anybody.
No, never get her to say bad things about anybody, anywhere, anytime.
He doesn't weird you out at all?
No, not at all.
Maybe just me and you and Rob, Mike.
Well, you know, we hate everybody, so, I mean, that's normal. And you know something? You and Rob really hate everybody. You and Rob.
Oh, you're not in that club.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not in that club at all.
I am really not. I am not nearly in much of that. You two boys, I tell you, it's going 24/7, 365 days a year. And that's why every 5 minutes you'll hear... Two big hams coming together. Sounds like an earthquake in here.
That's one of Rob's finest features, I think. The fact that he hates.
He is a true hater.
Not giving up, Rob. Well, you hate your fair share.
I do. I'm right behind you. Absolutely.
You hate your fair share. I'm watching the Ken Starr show, and it's boring as all get up.
It really is. You know, his answers are just so evasive and so lawyerly, and it's really a bore. Except Don picks out this guy over his left shoulder.
Oh, this guy who kind of looks like maybe a retarded Ted Danson, right? And he looks like a little like Peter Boyle. He's got a bald head. He has deep-set eyes. These eyes are deep-set in his head.
You're not watching those hearings for 5 seconds where you say, look at the guy in back of him, and this guy is doing his best to try to stay awake, and he's not succeeding.
He is breathing through his mouth.
He's got big, deep circles under his eyes, and he looks like he is more bored than anybody in that room.
So we took maybe 10 minutes just watching this guy, goofing on this guy.
Right.
And then I picked up the phone. I thought, you know, it's been a long time
since
I called the old Channel 7 to complain that our soap operas weren't on.
Right.
So I called the Channel 7 newsroom, and I started doing my whole thing, and Mike was sitting on the couch kind of egging me on, laughing a little bit.
It was so funny. It had been a long time since, you know, whenever the stories, the soap operas are preempted, Don calls as the old man calling those people.
So I call up, and I go, where's my story? And the guy starts saying, well, we don't have any control over that. It comes out of New York. And, I mean, I'm on the phone with the first guy for 10 minutes. And I'm starting to get a little bored with the gag. So then I said, mother, get on the phone, mother. So then Mike picks up, and he's mother. And now we're going two-on-one on this guy, right?
Like our stories are. Put the story out. How come the Buchanans are not? That's what I call it, the Buchanans.
What time is What Life to Live going to be on today? And the young guy that answered the phone must be an intern or something.
Yeah.
He finally starts to lose it with us.
Starts to get exasperated and really gets me. Hey, this is becoming redundant.
Now then I said, don't you talk that way to mother.
No reason for you to be rude.
I'm not being rude. And then some other guy jumps on the phone.
And then this guy picks up the phone and he goes, hello, this is Vince Vaughn. Can I help you, please?
I'm the assignment editor. Is there something I can help you with? And he couldn't have been nicer to us.
Good. And then we started all over with this guy.
We don't understand. And then he's explaining to us that if the story isn't on today, they're gonna delay it till tomorrow. And then the finale, which is normally on Friday, will be on Monday.
And he's explaining it like this to us. He goes, your Friday episodes, which are normally cliffhangers, they will be postponed until Monday.
So I'm saying,
so that means it'll be on Saturday? I don't.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't think that's right.
Mother, it'll be on Monday.
And then I'm sitting there trying to do this. I'm caught up in it, and Don looks over at me and says, mother, where's my soup? Where's my soup?
And we got the guy from Channel 7, this assignment editor.
He could have been nice. The guy was over the
right.
top friendly.
That's
he deserves all the credit in the world.
So we're going to call him up right now.
Yeah, we've got to give him his props on this because he handled it. He handled it better than anybody else.
It's a rare thing these days.
Oh, I only wish that we had been running tape on it, but we couldn't play it back anyway without this guy's permission.
That's right.
Because you can't make prank phone calls like that. We learned that the hard way.
Seven.
Yes, hello, News 7. Is Vince Vaughn there, please?
Yes, Mama.
Thank you.
Any questions?
It was too good.
And this guy goes through the whole explanation with us.
Seven.
Hey, is this Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Hi, listen, this is the Don and Mike show, and we're on the air right now.
Hey, Don. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, buddy.
Vince, we're calling to pay you a compliment.
Okay.
Me and Mike, about 45 minutes ago... We called your newsroom to complain that you weren't running our stories today.
We called as father and mother, this little character that we
do. You.
And I want to tell you something. Now, the first guy we talked to,
right?
We really got some laughs because he got very mad and called us redundant. But you could not have been nicer explaining to us how the cliffhangers were.
Way to go, Vince. we just wanted to salute you. You're the Don and Mike listener of the day.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, gentlemen.
Now, do you get lots of real old people calling you complaining those stories aren't on?
We get people of all age groups, but especially those that are in their retirement years.
You handled it, man. I mean, you were dishing it out at, the stories. Hey, wow, the stories.
Mother wears my soup.
You know what threw me?
What?
Was Mike's voice?
Really?
Were you the mother?
Yes. I was the mother.
Okay.
Yeah, you couldn't have been more polite. I mean, if you handle all your senior citizens like that, then you're a very nice guy.
Now, Vince, at what point did you decide that you would have to go save the other guy? When did you sense that conversation going bad?
I don't know. Probably after a couple minutes.
Was he getting visibly agitated?
No. But you can kind of tell when you've been on the phone a little bit too long with someone, and you have other things to do. I said, let me take care of it.
All right.
Pretty consistent and persistent. So, I figured I had to step in, whether it be you guys or real people,
Well, we had to call you.
Good man, Vez. We just want to tell you it was us.
Absolutely, gentlemen.
Okay, see you
later.
Thank
you very much. Bye-bye.
He was very nice on the phone. Now he's pounding his fist into his desk.
Bastards! All right, now let's call the Doughboy.
Okay.
This is Wesley.
Hey, Wesley. This is Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I don't know, man. What's your deal? How come you're a male receptionist?
Well, I'm working for a temp service.
Oh, you're a temp? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Colette's supposed to come back.
Really? When?
I'm not sure. Actually, tomorrow's my last day.
It is.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm sorry.
You're picking on me just in time.
Oh, that's it. Hey, that's the great thing about being a temp, though, isn't it?
Yeah, as soon as I'm outstayed my welcome, I move on.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that's too bad.
As soon as I start scaring the permanent people here.
You are a scary guy, man.
Thank you.
I try
my best.
Has anyone else ever called you scary?
In various contexts.
There you go.
You think a lot of people here hate you, or you think it's just us?
I think everybody else loves me. You're the only ones.
Really? You think we're the only ones in the building? Yeah, I'm not prepared to say that might not be true.
Well, no, we've seen this guy's ability at taking messages and also his ability of putting calls through up to the office. All right, I'd have to say that speaking on behalf of the entire office staff, we can't wait for Colette to get back.
Oh, sorry, I'm so efficient.
Well, that's the great thing, though, about being a temp. You're off to pillage some other office.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, dude.
Well, I know you do listen to the show every day, don't you?
Well, he has no choice, Mike. It's piped in up there.
Yeah, but,
Colette, to the desk here listening.
Yeah, Colette and Terry would occasionally turn it down.
They even told me how to turn it down.
See, I was just going to say it, but they didn't know how to.
Yeah. Would you listen to the show anyway, before you worked here?
Yeah, on occasion. Actually, I just moved back up to the area. That's why I'm being a temp.
Ah. Were you a temp down in the other area you lived in? Did they run you out of town?
No, I just decided to move.
You ever thought about taking some of the money you've made here and buying a sun lamp?
Am I that pale?
You're very pale, man.
Just a tad peeking. Maybe a little more red meat in your diet. No, it looks like you're playing.
Oh, I got plenty of red meat in the diet.
I bet you do.
Hey, have you noticed excuse me, how I avoid the eye contact with you every day?
Yes, I have. Yes.
That's my way.
Didn't you have an interesting confrontation with this gentleman when you were wearing your Packer outfit one day?
Yeah, one day when I came in.
It wasn't much of a confrontation. It just seemed to me that you wore it frequently. And
right.
I sort of tried to have a little conversation.
That's why we had a little confrontation.
Just a little bit. And you spoke to Mr. Geronimo about his outfit?
Kind of.
It wasn't really much of speaking to. It was just sort of, hey, you're wearing Green Bay, and he was gone.
Yeah, F you. I was gone.
I got nothing against it. I was just, making conversation.
Making conversation.
All right, that's a no-no. They should have given you that in the memo.
The memo about no.
They sort of did say, you're not going to get much from him. But I was just sort of, it was more entertaining myself than it was you.
All right, well, I sure will miss having you around.
Oh, you will.
And you will too, won't you, Rob?
No, Rob, you've got to communicate in your standard way.
The two hams slapping together. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
He's
scary guy, man. Very scary guy.
front line of defense.
There's a big doofus on the telephones, too. Every time my wife calls, she says, who is that idiot that's answering the phone?
Mumbles. Mumbles. Not a good job for a mumbler.
No. True.
It's like,
somebody on the phone for you.
What?
Somebody on the phone for you.
Someone's on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, me and Rob hate his guts.
Yeah. And I know you do, too. You know you won't admit it.
What the hell are you talking about? I told you I hate
his guts. Oh, I forgot.
Too.
That's right. I forgot.
Right.
Okay,
I'm on the bandwagon.
Okay, I forgot that. Sorry about that.
Welcome to the club.
Thanks.
It's great to hate.
Gee.
That's my motto. It's great to hate. I've had to pee for the last 2 hours.
Uh-huh. But man, you should practice the contest.
For the pissing contest. But I have not gone out to urinate because it was about 2 hours ago.
Right.
That we professed our hatred for the new temp, the doughy Ken Starr lookalike at the front desk.
I spun that for you already, so you can walk by him.
Oh.
Yeah, I spun that completely.
Oh, how'd you spin that?
I had to pee. Yeah. I had to go by him, and I was like, hey, you know, just think, you could have been here for your temporary stay and never gotten noticed, and now you're a major star. I'll see you later. I'm going into the men's room.
Well, I couldn't wait. I've been holding it out. And I was thinking if I could just hold it till 5:30.
Right.
He won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only time I'd actually have to come face-to-face with the guy would be tomorrow when I come into work.
Right.
But I couldn't hold it anymore.
So you had to walk by him?
Yes, but fortunately Christine was there as a buffer.
Ah, good. Oh, that's a wonderful buffer.
Christine was walking out, and I think he was saying something to her, like that he's been getting some phone calls with girls that want to date him,
mm-hmm.
because we described him as a doughy Ken Starr.
I was trying to be nice to him, and I'm jokingly saying, hey, you know, hey, better to be noticed. You know, that's all that matters. Getting noticed in this world, that's it. Mm-hmm. And while I was doing that, kind of in a friendly, joking way, mm-hmm. he was looking down at his, and not even looking, and at one point I simply lost, and I said, look at me when I'm talking to you.
I walked by him not 5 minutes after the confrontation, and sort of smiled, and he went, eh.
Yeah. But that's what he said to me. Do I really scare you?
Mm-hmm. And he said, yes.
Wow.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Right. Hey, Christine? I'll be curious to know if he's hit on Christine yet.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I know a guy like me doesn't probably have a chance, but I was wondering, is there a chance you'd like to go out for a little light supper later?
Where's Kerner?
And, would there
hey,
be a
come
chance?
Here, Christine.
I just wanted to say I love you.
Hi.
Did that guy hit on you?
No.
No? Not even in a friend way?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, he's been really nice. It's not.
Yeah. Did he talk to you a lot?
Very nice. When I go to the restroom and stuff.
When you go to the restroom.
What does he talk to you about?
Just, I guess, basic, hi, how are you, how are you doing today?
You don't come out of the restroom and walk by his desk, he doesn't say anything like, how'd everything go?
No, he doesn't, okay, doesn't do that.
He doesn't say, mention my name, get a good seat, how'd everything come out? No. What was he saying to you? I was eavesdropping a little bit. Was
you
he saying?
I was kind of having a hard time what he was talking about, too.
He does mumble. You will admit he does. He mm-hmm. is kind of like mumble. So he'll talk, and then he'll put his chin down and go, me, 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 me.
He did mention something about being Ken Starr. That's all I got out of that.
Okay.
That's all.
You guys ever discuss number three?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kristen. Yeah. All right. I'm just wondering. It's called the most hated man at WJFK back.
Very good.
This is Wesley.
Wesley.
Yes.
Wesley, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
What were you saying to Christine when I walked by? Have you been getting some phone calls today from ladies?
No. That's her. A few, yesterday.
Don't mumble.
I'm sorry. Yesterday you got all the calls from the women that were trying to hook up with that guy.
The guy having...
I was just wondering if he was getting calls that were girls trying to get the doughy Ken Starr.
Oh, you had wondered if any girls had been calling our request line to get a date with you.
Wesley, would you like to pitch yourself a little bit? Are you looking for love?
You always got to be looking if you don't have it.
So you're a single, successful temp, and you're looking...
I'm single. I don't know about successful.
All right, but you're looking for love.
Are you gay?
No.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Well, I owe you a dollar, Rob.
Would you like to sell yourself to the women of our listening audience?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I think we've already described you as very doughy, Ken Starr looking, kind of scary.
I don't think I'm like Ken Starr, but I'll take the doughy part.
You're perhaps a very young Ken Starr with hair.
Okay.
Ken Starr, The College Years.
Oh, yeah, there's a great show for you.
Back when Ken Starr went to Faber.
Saved by the veto or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you like to pitch yourself, Wesley?
What way would I pitch myself?
Just to talk about your, you know, your positive traits, if there is one.
I'm scary.
All right, I'll help you out
I'm
here.
I'm intimidating.
Let me help you out here.
Yeah.
Good hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be rather well-groomed.
Nice wardrobe.
Thank
wears, you. Wears a shirt and tie every day.
Very sweet kissing breath.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just guessing on all three of those.
What are your
hobbies? Oh, come on, Don. You know exactly what breath is smelling.
What are your hobbies besides pizza and staying in the bathroom with the door locked?
How do you know about that?
Well, what are your hobbies there, scary guy?
I'm not too exciting. I enjoy watching sports and TV, basically.
So you spend most of your hours when you're not working watching the television?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Oh, this guy's a dullard.
He really is. Do you live with your mother?
I respectfully not answer that question.
That means yes.
It's temporary, much like the job. I was living on my own for a while, and I'm a little low on the fundage.
We appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, that's one of my strengths is that I am honest.
Oh, well, that's good. Women like honest guys.
You enjoy sniffing your own fingers? Smelling your own fingers?
Not too often. I try to avoid that, but, you know...
Trying to break the habit?
Yeah.
I know, it's tough.
Yeah, good habits are hard to break.
All right, well, listen. What's your name again? Wayne?
Wes.
Wesley.
Do you go by Wes?
Either one is fine.
Well, let me tell you something. Just a little tip. Mm-hmm. You want to drop the Wesley, which sounds like that nerdy kid on The Simpsons, and
Wesley Crusher.
Wesley Crusher.
Star Trek, mm-hmm. Another big nerd.
Mm-hmm. Wes is what... You should go with Wes.
All right, I'm Wes.
Wes, hey. If any chicks call for you,
yes.
We'll let you know now that we put out the word that the doughy, pliable, temporary at the front desk at WJFK, who's only going to be with us for one more day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, I'll be here Monday and Tuesday as well.
Oh.
I extended a couple of days now that I've become an on-air personality.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Well, we'll let you know if anybody calls for you there, Wes.
Thanks a lot.
And you are infatuated with Christine Kerner, aren't you?
Who around here isn't?
Yeah. Amen. All right, he said he was honest.
Would you like to ask her out right now on the radio? I mean, there's no better way to put the girl on the spot than... I mean, she won't have to come in here, but she's listening in the other room.
Yeah, you could... You know,
I'm incredibly shy as another one of my traits.
You know, Wes, I'll tell you, you're doing a fine job here, and perhaps this is the forum you could use to ask her out. Just, I mean, how would you phrase it? Take your time.
You stare at her every day when she goes to the bathroom. I mean, you don't watch her when she goes to the bathroom. I mean, you watch her when she's on her way. She walks through the glass.
I would be a lot. I wouldn't be temporary anymore if that was one of the.
Yeah, that might be a little
part of the job description.
Christine in stall number one sees these hard shoes coming under the door.
Really, what would you say to Christine Kerner, Major Fox?
Yeah, if you wanted to ask her up, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not very good at this.
Well, see, fortunately...
Now I'm uncomfortable because I know I have to face her now.
Fortunately, you don't have to look her in the face. You get some anonymity here. You get to do it, you know, over a telephone. She's just listening in the other room.
Pretend that she's standing right there in front of you and said, hey, you know, I've really enjoyed talking to you, and... There, all right? Just take it from there. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and...
I would like to see you in a non-working environment and a social get-together. Have a little fun, a little dinner, maybe see a movie.
And the hams are coming together. Rob liked it.
Rob liked it. That's very nice. Well, let's get Christine in now for the answer. Because
okay.
I hate waiting. I love an early outcome. Where's Christine Kerner?
Hey, you never know.
Just scream the big no. I'm busy.
Listen, why do you find out how nice she is? Yeah.
She's very nice, and you never know. You might get a yes. You might get
I bet
yes.
Christine's gone on a bunch of mercy dates.
Well, I believe Wes has said that he'd like to see you outside of the workplace.
I know, I heard.
And
I don't think that's going to be possible. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's fine.
What a shame.
Wes, you're a really nice guy. This...
Would you like to share Wesley's good qualities with some of the other women in our listening audience?
Yeah,
that'll be a quick conversation.
Very nice.
He's what?
Very nice. And he's very friendly.
Uh-huh.
That about it?
Too friendly.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. That was a terrific trip.
Good luck, Wes.
She's cold. You like him better than Lewis, right?
Hold on, let me get you a garner of respect.
Yeah. Christine Kerner?
Where'd she go?
Hey, Christine? That's a question I'd like her to answer.
Yeah,
Come on back in here, Christine. You like Wes better than Lewis, don't you?
You know what? I've known Lewis longer, so I actually like Lewis better.
Buddy.
Oh,
we
gotta get this back to the TV for me.
Oh, goodbye, Wes.
Bye, Wes.
Hello, remote control.
Maybe your mommy will make you a good dinner tonight.
Bye, Wes.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'll hear about all this. They're probably listening. My luck. Right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man.
Right. We gotta do a break. They were coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad. Very bad.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
I just had a longer one.
Wow. You're incredible.
That I did in the contest, in my winning time in the contest. 30 seconds better than my winning time in the contest.
My God.
Wow.
I was back here in my chair, comfortably reclining, and he was still going at it.
Well, you nearly tripled your time.
Yes, I did. I did. I came very close to tripling my time. My miserable, pathetic time.
I'd like to point out that 3 times 3 is 9. But no, you did better than 3 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting there. I came back in, and I told Rob that, I really did a lot better. And then I was saying, I don't know what it is. I said, I can hold my bladder for an enormous amount of time.
No, I can't.
But I can't. See, maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Who knows? And how about this surreal picture? When I came back, did you notice what was going on in the production room?
They're actually getting it. Yeah, I saw the Jeremy Coleman factor in there.
Yeah, Charlie Broyhill, I said to him, just put everything that we said on the tape, mm-hmm. just put it down on a reel-to-reel, and I'll play it here in the studio.
Right.
But Jeremy is sitting in there with him, like the editor.
Listening to every second, making sure everything is for your consumption.
Deciding what's good and what's not good. And not, I don't mean like content-wise.
Right.
Wants to make sure that like you don't actually hear anybody peeing.
Let me tell you something. If you did that every day and before these shows went on the air and we taped them all, you and I would be greeters at Walmart right now. That's what we'd be doing. If we had to have everything scrutinized by JC.
And I bet that not that JC, the other JC.
Yeah, the RJC.
I bet our hands right now are about as clean as the hands of the standard Walmart greeter. You know, we go through this whole thing with everybody. Nobody stopped to wash their hands.
Well, you reminded everybody as we all started to trundle out, and then everybody was like, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah, we got to take care of that.
It was a good contest. And you will be hearing as much of it as the law will allow.
It's the law.
On today's show. So we'll get back to the peeing contest in a couple of seconds. And we'll have the actual rundown for you of the placing. You know, win, place, show.
Right.
Who brought up the rear, et cetera, et cetera.
Hi.
Now, listen, today, when we give away the Furby,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you, today's show is just too jam-packed to have people fight for the Furby.
Right.
So we're going to do the secret word thing. We're going to reward those folks that listen to the entire show.
That's good, and I think that's a fair way to give away a Furby, and it makes people earn them, and I like it when they earn them instead of just calling in and going, I called a Furby.
Every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
totally spontaneous like,
mm-hmm.
we'll stop the show and I'll say, here's another word.
Okay.
And you'll end up with a sentence, a huge run-on sentence that makes absolutely no sense. But it's sometime between now and the end of the show, roughly 4 hours from now. I'll say, call in to win.
Right.
Call in 100. You give us back all of the words in order, in the exact order, you win the Furby.
That's it.
Here is your first word.
No, not that.
The first word is eat.
Eat.
First word, eat.
Hmm.
Eat. E-A-T.
And it's an interesting first word.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, Mike, it's like playing password right now. I have a phrase in mind,
okay,
from one of our favorite movies.
All right.
And let's see. I'll give you the opportunity. Second word right now. Mike, what is the... No matter what you say, it'll be the second word in the secret word game.
Okay. The second word
but
is...
But I am thinking of a phrase.
I, you know, we worked together a long time, and I'd be very surprised if I didn't have it. The second word would be big. Did I have it?
It is.
It's something that you and I both have always recognized. Mm-hmm.
You know, we would kill, like, on Pyramid.
Absolutely.
Really would. I mean, you know, with all the competition we have on the name game and stuff.
Yes.
We'd kill on a game show. I swear to God, if it was you and me playing as a team, like with a celebrity like Jamie Farr.
Yes.
But sad to say, we could no longer play a game show with Fell Buddy.
Oh, yes, Norman Fell.
Yeah. Norman Fell.
Very sad.
Dead. Mr. Roper dead. But at least we have... Audra Lindley to kick around still.
No. She's, no?
No, she's not with us anymore. She's,
Mrs. Roper's dead also, Buzz?
She passed some time ago, so we're without both Ropers.
Oh, my God.
We're
Roperless?
We have no Ropers.
No.
So right now, the only tie that we have, the only personal tie that we have to the Ropers is Hank Kingsley.
Yes, Tambor.
Because you remember,
that's right.
On the spinoff show to Three's Company,
right?
Jeffrey Tambor, who's Hank Kingsley, hey now, he played a guy that was the neighbor of the Ropers, right?
Hey now.
Right. One of his greatest roles ever. A role that did not catapult him to fame like Hank Kingsley.
No.
Don't ask me why, but he was Jeffrey P. Brooks III.
Well, there's no need to ask you why, but you have to share those thoughts. Otherwise, otherwise the headaches will come back.
So, yes, there's your bit of knowledge for the beginning of the show that, yes, Norman Fell is dead.
Yes.
Audra Lindley also dead. Yes. Both of the Ropers. Now they're worm food.
Right.
And your first two words in the secret word game for the Furby are eat... Big. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if the trend continues.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thanks so much. You know,
thanks for sharing.
Talking about the Ropers passing and some guy calls for that. Is there no respect in the world anymore?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your radio's up too loud, but we'll talk to you anyway. Hello?
Mr. Angelino or Dean Travers?
What? What the hey are you talking about?
Who would you do, Mr. Angelino Dean Travers?
Who are Mr. Angelino and Dean Travers?
Very obscure Three's Company characters.
Okay, you have to be more specific, please. We are not as well versed on Three's Company as Rob is. Who did they play?
Mr. Angelino was Jack's instructor, was his boss, and Dean Travers.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The cooking school?
And he's a soap star, too.
Who would
too.
You do, he Mr. Angelino or Dean Travers, please?
Well, who's Dean Travers?
Who's that?
Dean Travers was his dean of cooking school. He was his, I guess you could say, his main instructor in cooking school.
See, I don't know
so
that
who would you
guy.
Do
I don't
Dean
either.
Travers or Mr. Angelino?
You know, you'd have to make it more simple for us, like Norman Fell or Don Knotts.
Well, I know, but that's so generic.
I do Mr. Angelino. Mr. Angelino only when he was wearing his beard.
Oh, okay. Because he was a very attractive man.
And I'll take the next door neighbor. What's his name?
It has to be Dean Travers or Mr. Angelino.
Richard Klein?
I don't know.
No, not Larry. Not Larry.
I don't know who the dean is that you're talking about.
Oh,
so I'm
he's
gonna,
a very handsome man.
I'm going to have to substitute Larry, the next door neighbor.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, I thought right. Maybe you guys would have an answer for me.
Right, well, maybe we wouldn't kill on Pyramid. I don't know.
Mr. Angelino.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I just want to let you know that I had a...
No, you're the guy. You're the guy. We got you early that time.
That's the guy that calls and says the F word or the S word.
Ha ha.
Gotcha. Recognize your voice. Hello. Dynamite Show.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Concerning your Christmas show this Friday.
Yes, sir.
Is Big Don O'Brien going to share with us this year his Christmas story?
Oh, you know, I'll write that down. Friday's going to be jam-packed as it is.
I'd love to hear about
you might need a little lift, Don.
We're going to have the annual opening of all the gifts, and we have the Hamburger James story.
Yay. Told that, you know, changed that radio station to Spanish right from under his nose.
Yeah.
Oh.
And coming in this year, coming in studio, Jerry Glanville.
Jerry Glanville's going to be in studio. He'll
be here for our big Christmas show on Friday.
What a Christmas present.
Cool. So I don't know. We'll get in touch with Big Don O'Brien to see if he can tell us the story about the dead parrot.
That'd be great.
Okay, thanks.
What was the parrot's name?
Buddy. It is Buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Thanks.
Buddy.
Buddy the parrot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
How's everybody today?
Fine.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You guys are putting together the, you know, the replays of the contest today, and what I don't understand is you can play flatulence sounds, but you can't play urinary sounds.
Yeah. That's right. The world is not fair. Now you're.
What is the deal with that?
You are learning the double standard that we are forced to deal with every day. I'll tell you exactly what, and I've had this argument with the bosses here plenty of times. Mm-hmm. They say that farting and stuff like that, that's comical and almost cartoon-like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even if we play a tape of someone urinating and we have a tape of somebody peeing, that's comical. That's funny. But if you really aired the sounds of somebody peeing, and we tried to, and we were out in Los Angeles a couple of months ago I took a pee from our hotel room,
mm-hmm.
that's not okay. Hmm. That's like where the FCC can come down on you.
I really think that even before you worked on this show, before you've been a pioneer in bathroom broadcasting.
You've got a good memory, Mike.
I do. I remember that because it's right after I started working doing a production at the station we used to work at.
You know, like 15 years ago, excuse me, when I started working at WAVA, they had this promotion called the Rally in the Alley.
Yeah, I remember this.
On St. Patrick's Day.
I remember this. Great.
So they had this big promotion. Come down and meet, you know, famous DJ Don Geronimo coming back to Washington, D.C. So I had a wireless microphone, and I took it in the porta potty, and that just pissed them off to know it. That was the first thing I ever did on WAVA.
And they, you know, that's back, you know, they didn't like that.
Yeah, 15 years ago. I mean, now they're not happy about it now.
Right.
15 years ago on a station that was playing a box of records.
Sure.
They were totally caught off guard by that.
Pandemonium, but unbelievably funny. And there are a lot of people that remember that.
Yeah. No such thing as a delay on that station.
No.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I don't know. There's all kinds of double standards.
It's weird. It's, you know, if you try to keep track of it, you get those headaches that Rob suffers from.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, why else can you hang up?
Oh. I hung up on you because you are a worthless little fart.
That's right.
That's what you are.
There.
The same guy.
Right.
I'm going to have to start giving out his phone number one digit at a time.
That's a good idea.
I'd like to give that up for the new year, but I'm just not big enough to. Hello, because I know this. We got a vindictive audience.
We do indeed, and, you know, I believe some sort of retribution is at hand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I love all you vigilantes that listen to us. God bless you. God bless you.
How you doing,
guys? And the turn of the century justice system. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, I want to know, can I get a prize if I think I already know what the other two secret words are?
No, you can't. No, you can't. And they will not be the next two secret words.
Oh, that's right.
Again, we would get into what we can say on the radio, what we can't say on the radio.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah. Just tell me
the initials of what you think in the phrase that pays here, what the next two initials are of the words.
The next initials would be HP.
That would be correct.
Yeah. Good man.
Great movie.
Very
right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. He sees it written on the mirror in the bathroom.
He's in the process of erasing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about being a single successful guy.
EBHP. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
That doesn't stand for Eric Bickle has problems.
No, but it's true that he does.
Hello.
Say, I'm calling from Sioux City.
Say.
Wanted to tell all the listeners in Sioux City that I've heard through the grapevine that your show is going to be taken off the radio station here.
Oh, it is not.
Well, I just...
Please.
I want to mobilize the troops.
No. Listen, First off, Sioux City is one of the markets that we have a stranglehold in. On. I mean, we got like a 22 share in Sioux City.
Kicking a little butt in Sioux City, Iowa.
Second, hold on. I really don't think that you have any inside grapevine-type line to the radio station or what their programming choices may be.
You could be right.
I am totally right.
Well, like I said, it was a rumor, but I just wanted to...
Well, you know, I mean, if it's just a rumor, I don't believe in rumors. I don't believe in movie magazines.
They're all junk.
That's right. That's a good motto to go by. They're all junk.
Well, believe it then.
What?
I believe you then.
Good.
Yeah, well, of course.
See, and also we question the credibility of calls like this for obvious reasons.
Well, Well, I understand that, and like I said, yeah.
Because just... either a guy just trying to call to bust our balls, or there's the outside chance that you're somebody that works at the radio station.
Trying to get a little, street noise going on.
It's been a little while since we talked about our station in Sioux City. Or you're some guy that, like, read something on some stupid internet page, and you believe everything you read on the internet.
So we get, we get very wary of calls like this. You can understand that.
I can understand that.
There you go.
I appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, listen, F you and F your family, and happy holidays.
Okay.
See you later. Agenda call. Mm-hmm. Very disappointed he didn't get to do his whole spiel, his pre-planned spiel that he was going to do. Listen, Frank, I could give a crap. We're about to break our deal with Westwood One anyway. A lot of these stations that we're on right now, we're not going to be on next month.
Right.
Because come next month, when we get our own syndication deal, which we are inching very slow Ken Stevens-like towards, when that happens, all the stations that don't run the whole show...
Right.
All the stations that dick us around for interruptions, for preemptions, those are going to be stations that we don't want to have on our network anyway.
Right.
I mean, up to this time, I think that in Sioux City on KKMA, they'd be one of the stations that would probably keep the show.
We're very happy there, and we're very happy with the way things are going in Sioux City.
But I think that all that stuff starts, like, our station in Burlington, Vermont changed its format on Monday, I guess. They went to country.
Country, yes, and I can't imagine why they wouldn't think that this show wouldn't fit on a country format.
And right away we start getting calls from all these other people in other cities.
They're the smarmy guys that call. There's a sound in the voice that it's not a legitimate... there's something about that guy, and we get calls from guys like that where you can just hear it in the tone, especially when we're kind of giving him the big kiss there.
Mm-hmm. I heard it through the grapevine.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Much longer would you be mine. Ooh, I heard it through the grapevine. Yeah, right. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Hello. Anyway, I guess my point was that when we get canceled in one city, which happens, when you've got a crack team... like Westwood One behind you. When you cancel in one city, suddenly everybody gets very nervous.
Sure.
But there's nothing to be nervous about in Sioux City.
Good.
If we do get canceled in Sioux City, move somewhere where the show's on.
Of course.
That's all I can say.
Hello. It's that simple. You have lots of options now.
Hello.
Hello.
F that last guy. Hey, look, I got a question. Friday, will we get to hear, please, the Aunt Lola story?
Yes. I will write that down. That's another one I got to remember now. The Auntie Lola story. You bet.
A Christmas tradition. Myself and my kids will all be sitting in front of the radio waiting for it.
All right, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gather the whole family around the radio for that one.
Until my aunt tongued me. Hello, Don. My show.
Don. Bye-day.
Bye-day.
Hey, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
What movie does that Hank's Hot Potato clip come from?
That's from the movie called The Larry Sanders TV Show.
Ah, okay. Thanks much. Also, why don't you guys insert sounds in place of the pee sounds? You know, like the air hose? That's what Don would sound like.
You know, I don't know if I feel right taking advice from a guy on sound effects on the show, from a guy who didn't know a TV show from a radio show.
Well, I don't have HBO.
You're another one of those smarmy guys. You got that smarmy sound to your voice.
I'm a poor guy.
But you
I can't
sound...
afford it. I got four kids.
Listen, you're a very poor guy, but you're very rich when it comes to attitude.
Oh, okay.
You're
I'm sorry.
The Howard Hughes of attitude, man. God has
smiled on you with attitude.
Please forgive me.
You may not have a lot of money, but you have plenty of attitude. Has the attitude helped you in your life?
Lots of moxie.
Yeah, I guess. And I get a lot of it from listening to you guys.
No, don't palm it off on us.
You're so good.
You sound like you've
had
attitude. You've had attitude for a good long time. has it hurt you in your life? Because I'm kind of guessing maybe has it. Now, be honest with us. Has it hurt you in your life?
No, it hasn't.
Your ex.
I don't have an attitude.
It sounds to me, I'll put it a nicer way. It sounds like you have a lot of self-confidence.
A lot of what?
Self-confidence.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Do you call many other radio shows, or perhaps...
No,
do you call? Do you call this radio show, do you call it often?
No. I've maybe called you, once or twice before.
Okay, there you go. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, that is a yes. That is a multiple caller.
That's been the last couple of years, though.
Right. Okay, well, listen, I'm sorry you can't afford HBO.
Okay.
Please, when it comes to the show and sound effects and stuff, just leave the driving to us.
All righty.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now go listen to your Tony Robbins tapes.
And then go back in and see that boss and tell him exactly what you think and then go on to the next job.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Boss, am I glad to see you. Welcome home. Here. Sit down.
Yeah, wait a minute. Take it easy. That's what the other guys told me. It was a foul ball.
Oh, not with me, boss. I'm 100% for you.
Well, you better be. I got things to tell you.
I can't get over it. You're back.
Now, button your lip and listen, will you? I got work for you to do, see? First thing I got to do is round up a new organization. I'm going to pull a mob together to run Jack Buck right out of the country.
Now you're talking. Who'll we get?
I don't know. I've been away for 5 years. Times have changed. Who do you know this stuff and running around loose?
What month is this?
June. Why?
Handsome Harry Edwards will be out. I can grab him in Philly.
Now, who else? Torpedo's what I'll need.
Tiger Maloney is the guy you want. He just got back from fighting in one of them foreign wars.
Is he any good?
Is he any good? They was paying him piecework.
Okay, now, here's what you do. You take a powder out of the joint tonight. Round up a mob and meet me Saturday night at the Crest Hotel over on Fulton Street. We'll work out of there.
Right.
Don't forget to remember this. Don't do anything to Jack Buck or his mob beforehand. That'll tip them off. Understand?
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Summertime, and the living is easy, and I like it easy. Hi, folks. It's your old buddy, Joe Ardinger, the world's oldest phone screener, with a helpful hint to help you enjoy this week. Listen to the best of Don and Mike and pay careful attention, because next week, Don and Mike will ask a trivia question, and if you answer it right, you win $1,000. It's just that easy, and you can take it from me, Joe Ardinger. Now, meanwhile, please enjoy this next upcoming segment. I'm going to go play with firecrackers, and I'll be right back after you listen to this, the best of Don and Mike.
Bud, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Out of all the women that work here at the station,
uh-huh,
how many would you like to see naked? We came up with three. I won't mention them by name, but only three that we think would be interesting to see naked.
Man, I'd like to go down the employee list and make sure. I'm going to guess it's going to be around three. Let me look at the employee list and get back to you, but I know, you know, yeah, it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of two or three.
Jot them down, and then, right, you know, if you have an ash, you know, if you actually have four.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know who that fourth is, because I think it's highly obvious of all the women that work here at the station, and I'm not going to say anybody's names, because that way all the women that work here can think that they're among the three.
And if you mean totally naked, we were talking specifically,
right.
You know, the chest area, but I will tell you right now.
Totally naked.
Totally
Mike.
Naked, that I would modify my list. I would go, no, it'd still be three.
Yeah, no.
I'd still have the third one on, third position.
See,
it would be interesting to see what she looks like naked.
If it's totally naked, then it changes the whole perspective.
Just
of the,
from the front.
Mm.
Okay. Just from the front. You wouldn't have to see the butts.
All right. I'm thinking now. I'm thinking because, you know, when you said that, it changed it just a little bit, and so.
All right, here's how I'd rate them.
Okay. Are we doing? I'm not going to. This is just the women. I'm not doing it in order of priority.
Well,
either.
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
There's my top three in the order I'd like to see them, top to bottom.
Okay.
Like to see them naked.
Okay. You got to do that, too. In order?
In order. From number one to all the way down. Robbie, did you rate them?
I didn't, but I will.
Right. Would you agree with me, or would you put them in a different order?
That's about right.
That's about right?
Yeah.
Think so?
Let me see your list. I can only come up with one. Maybe I have an old list here. I don't know.
Only one?
Yeah.
Really? What, are you a homo?
No, I don't think so.
Well, press it up against the wall.
Yeah,
so
just say it.
Write it down, Buzz.
My pen has disappeared.
Okay, let me take a call while Buzz is figuring that out. We give all the ladies that work here a little self-esteem.
Well, I think so. Yeah, my list is up to four now.
Wow. You got a fourth? Oh, come on. You're goofing me.
No, I've got a fourth.
You're goofing me.
No, in fact, I've got five.
Oh, you're totally just trying to give me the laugh.
No, if it's totally naked, out of curiosity, I've got five. And
hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bubby.
There.
Hold on just a second. Let me see
my list.
You'll have to.
I don't know the names of all the salespeople.
Number.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Do you mean the.
Yeah. What? This is very dangerous what we're doing here.
Difficult.
Rob, Buzz, talk for a second.
All right, I can turn the microphones off.
Don and Mike are now consulting each other about the women who work at this radio station, and they're ranking the ones they think they'd most like to see naked, partly out of curiosity, partly out of attraction. Okay, I cleared it up there during...
I would still go with my three. I have no desire to see your number four and your number five, although you have five
Yeah.
Legitimate choices.
Yeah, just, I mean, totally naked. Now, I just had to, you
just
know,
from the front.
Five, yeah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. I'm up
just
to
from
two.
The front.
I'm up to two.
Up to two? Only two of us.
I'm two.
I have to add her.
Who is she? Who is she? He's got to give me more than that, Rob.
Right,
here we go. And, of course.
Okay, now, wait a minute.
Here you go.
Who's the second name? I wish I knew the people that work here. Who's the second name Buzz has? Is that Mike's number five?
An account executive.
Buzz?
I think so.
No hints.
No, you're wrong with the name there, Buzz.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm,
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. Maybe we're talking about the same one.
Yeah.
I think we might be.
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, I think we're talking about
What's
the same
her name?
One. Yeah.
What's her name?
Well, no, we're not saying names yet.
No, Rob is writing me a note. You know, I don't even remember who she is. This is a nickname we have for her. Who is she?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, all right, wait, no.
Who is she, though?
I'm writing her name down. Hold on a second. Well, I know you want to blurt it
Rob,
out.
Rob just
here,
showed me
here
her name.
Is what?
I didn't know that was her name.
Of course she'd
Nobody
be on
calls
that makes
her
my
that.
That makes my list.
She's
list.
Number three on my list.
That's number six, but not six on my list. She's just added to the list.
Mm. All right, I got four then. Four ladies that work here that would be interested to see what they look like naked.
It's getting better all the time, and I'll tell you something, the Christmas party never looked better.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm missing a couple obvious ones here.
Hello, okay, what do you want to talk about? Hello?
Don, you used to crack me up when you used to name all your cable televisions because you're so obsessed.
It's not cable, it's a satellite.
Well, now you got the satellite. Can you name all your satellites?
467.
What?
Not a viable channel, man.
Yeah, he's trying to trick him that way.
Just ask me a channel. Ask me a network.
Oh, no.
204.
This isn't a pop quiz.
204 CNN Headline News.
You used to start from Channel 1 when you had the cable before.
Well, let me see. 200 is previews. 202 CNN. 203 is Court TV. 204 Headline News. 206 is ESPN. 207 ESPN News. 208 is ESPN 2. Damn it. 212 is TNT. 213, Home Garden TV. 214 is Shopping Network.
Mm-hmm.
No. Is it the Food Channel?
Yeah.
All right. 214 is the Food Channel.
Yeah. I knew that one.
217 is E exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on. I can't concentrate on this now. We're doing a bunch of women. Listen, I know them all.
Just to see the list. No, I'm all set, Rob.
I got them all. 910 is HBO.
Right.
920 is Showtime. 940 is the Movie Channel. 930 is Skinamax.
I want to say it's impressive that you fly and skip right to the next major premier network as opposed to, boring us with HBO 1, 2, 3, 4, Family, Western. No, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that.
HBO is 910. HBO 2 is 911. HBO Signature is 913.
Wow.
HBO West, 914. HBO West 2, 915. HBO Family, 916.
This is very scary. I was giving you a compliment, and then he went right into the list.
Rob, number 198 is the Johnny Carson pay-per-view channel.
Yeah.
Bravo. Rob just held up number 198.
What is playing on DirecTV this month? In what order?
Okay, the first pay-per-view is City of Angels. The second pay-per-view is Wild Things. The third one is My Giant.
Right.
The fourth one.
Oh, God.
Ah, damn.
Did My Giant just go on there? Did they just start My Giant?
It just went on yesterday. Players Club. It's a black movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, all black actors.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one on pay-per-view. Also, you have Mercury Rising, Primary Colors. These are not any particular order. The Big Lebowski, The Borrowers, The Barney Movie.
Right.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Rain Man.
Oh, wow.
That's
great.
Well, there you go, sir.
Hush.
You cracked me up.
Hush, the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like way down there.
Yeah, no, it's in the first 50 channels of pay-per-view.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right, I should have had that. Damn it. I'll study tonight, Mike.
Study up on it tonight.
I'll study. See you later.
Thanks.
All right, goodbye. Buzz, you got your final list?
With the list I have to work with, this was the best I could do. I have three.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have a couple that we have on there.
Well, I'd like to see your list.
Yeah,
you change with our list.
Yeah. Buzz has three women on his list of the girls that work here.
And I, being the evil man of the group, I have a total of six.
Wow. I got four.
Yeah.
I got a solid four.
Halfway through the Christmas party, that could go up to 10.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I just had to call you. Your show was going a little too slow. I wanted to tell you that I can suck my teeth myself.
Hold on.
Wait, hold on a second.
I hope you said teats as in a cow's teats.
Yes, I did. Yes, I tried it.
So you were thinking the show was moving too slowly, so you wanted to call and suckle yeah. yourself?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's... Do I have to say it?
Well, your first name. How would we know?
Diane. And the celebrity I most resemble is Mike's girlfriend, Mindy.
Is who?
Mindy.
Who? Mindy? Mindy who? Mindy Cohn?
Yeah, a slimmer version.
Now, who are you talking... I mean...
Yeah, that's right. Mindy Cohn.
From the Facts of Life?
Is that why you said Mindy? Because I always talk about Mindy Cohn?
Yeah.
See, do you really look like Mindy Cohn?
No. Not a slimmer version.
A slimmer version of Mindy Cohn?
That's, yeah. That's like one of those oxymorons, isn't it? A slimmer version of
Mindy Cohn? A slimmer version of John Goodman. It doesn't work.
Okay, well, sure, I'd be interested in hearing that.
I'm sitting at my desk at work. I don't think they'd let me whip it out.
Oh, then why'd you even bother to call?
Because I knew you'd want to know there's some people out here that can satisfy themselves.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying the show is moving slow, too.
I satisfy myself all the time. I mean, I don't do what you do, but God knows if guys could do, you know what I mean, the old yeah. Monica?
Oh, yeah.
Guys would be doing that constantly if they could.
Your jaw would be out of place.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Call us back when your boyfriend Kermit shows up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is this me? Oh,
yes.
Hi, guys. Hi,
yes,
Don.
Hi,
Mike.
Hi there.
It's hard to tell when it's you. Well, I just called without an agenda, but now when I called, it was timely, but now it's not timely, so I'm not trying to be a bad caller. I was on hold a while.
Yeah, I believe.
That's okay. I appreciate the fact you're so defensive about that.
And I believe that we have developed a real complex in our listening audience today.
That's good.
All right,
you can talk about anything you want.
Okay. Well, I wanted you guys to ask me the dumb girl questions. When I called in, you guys were nice to me last time. I was the radioactive pharmaceutical delivery girl, and I don't do that anymore, but... I had such a good call with you guys the first time. I've, you know, been telling all of my friends and talking.
What is the capital of Florida?
Let's see. Tallahassee?
Very good.
Correct.
Excellent job.
Who was president in 1976?
Carter.
Correct again.
Very good. You're just through these.
How do you spell the word awkward?
A-W-K-W-A-R-D.
You passed my dumb girl quiz.
Fantastic job. All right, now here's the tough one for me. What are you wearing right now?
Green overalls and white...
I'm sorry, you flunked on that one.
Fashion police had to call it on that one.
Oh, they're really cute, though. I have a very big butt, so they just look great. Wow.
Is it as big as Mindy Cohn's?
No, heavens no. It's perfect.
A big ass and green overalls. Mm-hmm. What could a guy ask for?
Oh,
what
you more? Love it. You just don't know.
There's nothing like a big ass and a pair of green overalls. Nothing like an ass and a pair of green overalls.
Look, just because I don't look like a whore doesn't mean it's not cute.
A whore?
A whore.
What do you mean, a hoe?
Yeah, I'm just...
I'll be honest with you, you know, this call is a bit of a boor.
No, you guys.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, not on my show.
Hey, you guys.
Hi there.
Does Christine do that ad for adult.com or whatever it is on
yes,
the
yes. Yes, she does.
You enjoy it?
Oh, man, I get a Woody every time I hear it.
Okay, it's working, man.
I bet she'd be on your list, wouldn't she? Hello, Don on my show.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Hey, your smart girl there is not so smart. Jimmy Carter wasn't the president in 76. He was elected in 76. He wasn't the president until 77. And I have an agenda item. It's sex. Please get back to sex. We love sex. Naked women, breasts, you know, okay. On butts. Give it you.
Well, you know, we had a woman that was offering to play with her breasts, but she said she looked like Mindy Cohn.
We were going in the right direction there. We got to get back to that.
That's okay.
Too fast. Right. That's why we lied.
Goodbye. 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 Hello, Don on my show. Hello.
We want to get back to sex.
I don't mind talking about the women that work here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's do another list.
Okay.
Donald.
The three women, hold on a second. Uh-huh. The three women you would least like to see naked.
Easy.
That work here. Okay? I think we all know who number one would be.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, how quickly these names come to mind. Hold on.
Three women.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, number two, inactive. Sorry, your number two choice. All right, Mike.
Okay.
Here are my three choices. Okay. I think I got your number three. Excellent choice on your number three.
Thank you very much.
You know what? I would like to see her naked.
I know you would.
I'm curious.
I know.
How about Mild number three choice. Did you have her down?
Oh, no, but that, you should give us at least four then. That's the only fair way.
Buzzy, let me see the list of women that work here that you would least like to see.
It's a work in progress, but here's what I have so far.
You're missing the obvious number one choice.
Really? Okay, well,
number one.
Let me see your list again.
Hold up that list for Mike.
All right.
Do you believe he missed the obvious number one choice?
Is the first one on his list the one of the last ones on our...
It's the one that you have.
Oh, okay.
From the third floor.
Then I agree with his... you are missing the obvious, though, Buzz.
It's a
very, very easy choice.
Give me the Jeopardy music. I want to see how long it takes Buzz to come up with that.
All right.
Wow.
Buzz, like, you have to go through a list?
Yeah, I do, because I can't, you know, I can't picture everybody.
Just think of the people that you see around the station every day.
Right. He's going to the paper. He's writing something down.
Who's the obvious number one choice?
I don't know. I mean, I thought I had...
If you don't come up with it, it must mean that you would like to see that person make it.
Well, that's possible. You never know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Keep killing me, Buzz.
I think that's it. That's
okay.
All right, so you've written down two more?
Yeah, I've actually revised my list. This is my new list.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You're so wrong.
Yeah, really?
All right, hold on. Give me a fresh index card, Robbie.
Fresh index card so we can pass that along to Mr. Burbank.
Somebody show me who I'm missing here.
Oh, here, I got one right here. Hold on.
All right, here we go. You'll get it right away when he shows it to you.
Or I'll disagree.
You won't disagree.
Really?
If you disagree, you are gay.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
No apology necessary.
Oh, right. Let me scribble that in.
Hello, Don and Mike.
On top.
Don. Rob throwing index cards around the building.
Yes, hello there.
I was wondering, when's the last time you heard from your buddy Dick Van Patten?
Not since we crashed his house about 2 months ago.
Well, if you turn to ESPN2 on the World Series of Poker, he's a color commentator, buddy.
Man, that is worth tuning in. When is that on?
It's on right now. I think he'll play it again later on tonight.
Didn't somebody call us a couple weeks ago and say that Nels or Vince Van Patten was also on that show?
Yeah, I think so. The Van Patten's big into poker. And, the next time we're in Los Angeles, that has to be...
Oh, that would be fantastic to play poker with the Van Patten.
Poker with the Van Patten.
Okay, one last call. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
I hear breathing.
This wouldn't be one of the women that works here, would it?
all of a sudden you hear tiny voice in the background going, I'm going to kill you.
No, the great thing is because we've mentioned nobody's names.
No, right.
Who knows?
No, nobody knows.
For all I know, all the women around here think that they are on the list of the three women that we would like to see naked.
And our list will be incinerated at the conclusion of the broadcast.
Yes. Big bonfire.
Somebody's called up. That was somebody calling on the inside line. Like an employee.
What's going on?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Something wrong with the phones?
Yeah, I think so. Hello.
Hello. Do you have caller 100 yet?
It's just line number 4 that's on the fritz.
Oh, sorry.
No, we haven't done the call in yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Try back. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
Now we do have to do a break. Then we're coming. Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Andy, was it a design decision? Did you sit down with Frank one day, years back, and say, I am going to talk about my family every day?
No, it's just, you've been on our show many times, Larry. You know, we just talk about what's happened in our life the day before. My life is home with the big guy and the human love machine and the two kids. What are you going to do? About my life.
The Don and Mike Show. If you please, their show is filled with blood and cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
About 10 o'clock this morning, phone rings. And it's my DJ buddy, George McFly.
Oh, my God.
Who is calling for his semi-annual counseling session on his career and dealing with his program director. So much as you apologize to your wife, I should probably take this opportunity to apologize to George.
You were a little short with George?
Well, it's like he's doing a show, and the PD comes in and tells him that he sucks.
Uh-huh.
And George, believes what the program director tells him.
Mm. Right.
Right?
Big mistake.
So I said, George, you're such a pussy.
George, the sky is falling McFly.
And then there's, 30 seconds of silence. And he's like, I can't, I can't believe you called me a pushy. You're my mentor, man. And I'm like, George, listen, just tell the program director whatever he needs to hear and go in and do your own show.
Do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Right? For goodness sakes.
You called me a pushy? Oh, man. Bye.
was 45 minutes. 45 minutes. You know, I got to pay some guy $75 when I want to go to counseling on that, right? He gets that for free.
He ought to at least send you a fruit basket or something.
I'm going to call him tomorrow on the show, though, and just air all of his dirty laundry about his job and his program director.
I think that's a good, healthy idea.
Huh? Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, listen, you're caller 100.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's your name?
Janet.
Where are you from, Janet?
Alexandria.
Thank you for listening on the mighty WJFK. Hold on, let me double up here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hey, what's your name?
Mine's John.
John A. Body, where are you from?
I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Thank you for listening on WQYK.
I wouldn't miss it.
Listen, both of you kids have won the America Online polo shirt, the AOL backpack, and a six-month subscription to AOL. Courtesy of America Online. Remember, you're just one click away from Poontang on America Online. But wait, there's more. I know you're really called to have your rent and mortgage paid. And we have our next big free money show coming up on the last Friday in October. So, you lady, how much do you pay every month in rent or mortgage?
$1,105.
It's a big one. And you, Mr. Tampa?
$1,354.78.
Boy, got some money there.
Two good ones, and I know you've heard this by now. In the month of October, we're doubling up with twice the amount of qualifiers, and we're going to pay twice the amount of rents and mortgages. So make sure you're listening at the end of the month. Well, listen every day, okay?
Okay.
Sure will.
But make sure you're listening at the end of the month. And thank you both for listening. Hold the line, please.
Two more satisfied customers.
Also coming up, we got a lot of stuff happening on the show. Tomorrow, live in studio, famous vegetarian, Chastity Bono.
Boy, we'll talk about Sonny, we'll talk about Cher, we'll talk about being a lesbian, we'll talk about everything.
Yeah, mainly about being a lesbian, I think.
Of course, sure.
Friday, troubled actor Jay North, the guy who was Dennis the Menace, and apparently is a super head case now because he was a child star.
Well, we can help.
We have strip trivia coming up in this month. Dennis Murphy's on-air laser eye corrective surgery on the air.
Oh, it's going to be a good Rocktober.
And I think that tomorrow we'll be able to announce our next Las Vegas-style show.
Ooh, it's been a little while. Looking forward to it.
Which will be before Halloween, okay?
Good. Excellent.
All right, now listen. Listen
to this. This is serious business.
Listen, I didn't mean to lift there. This thing about Kathy C. Gifford.
Yes. Right.
So, you know, we had the lady call us yesterday and say that we really missed out by not watching her sing the song that she wrote about the tabloids on her TV show yesterday.
Right.
So I will turn on Regis today. They're going to mention something about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is so funny. They said on all the ABC stations yesterday, and they showed a videotape of WABC in New York, which is their flagship station, at the exact moment that Kathy Lee started to sing, they preempted the Regis and Kathy Lee show for a bulletin about the Clinton impeachment hearings. The funniest thing ever. And you got to know that is no mistake.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You have to know it's no mistake. So they show the tape. And Regis, of course, delighting in this. He goes, let's roll that tape right now. So it's from yesterday's show. And this was what was happening on WABC and on every ABC-owned radio TV station that their show is on. He goes, she's going to be previewing a brand new song that she's written. Here she is. She's marvelous. Kathy Lee Gifford. She gets up to the microphone, and right as she steps up to the microphone, they go to blue screen and it says, this is a special report from ABC.
They're all up there showing their teeth, laughing out loud.
And they came back from the break, and oh, is she pissed.
She was angry.
She's so pissed. They're like on 400 TV stations, and something like 250 of them cut away.
Oh, so, that's rich.
So they felt obligated to play a little bit of her pathetic song today, then, on the show.
Her self-serving, self-worshipping song.
I did get to see her perform it on today's show, and we've got the lyrics right here. And we're not making these lyrics up. These are the real lyrics. And she's supposed to be poking fun at herself here, a little self-deprecating humor.
All right.
Although it doesn't... Doesn't wash with me.
Hmm.
Here is the lyrics. Here are the lyrics. Song written by Kathy C. Gifford. And the song is called... Well, it doesn't say the name of the song.
I'm...
The C word.
The C.
That would be a great song. A
nice title.
Look at me, I'm the C. All right, here's the lyrics. They put you on TV and you la-la out of tune. It's swell, it sells. They put you in commercials and promise folks the moon. It's swell, you sell. I'll say this right now based on the first two choruses.
Uh-huh.
She's no Lionel Richie.
No, right? No way. I mean, that's remedial. It really is. this.
Oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
Okay. Kathy Lee Gershwin.
They put your face and body in a Revlon ad. Are people not suspecting that they're being had?
Kathy Lee.
Now, doesn't she do all kinds of commercials and stuff?
Yeah.
So why is she goofing on that?
Because she's just stupid.
You sell. They put you on the cover and say you're crying the blues. It sells.
Yeah, because you are so hot, Kathy Lee. This is the ultimate in self-worship right here.
I got to read this so it rhymes. They put you on the cover and say you're crying the blues. It sells. They say you're leaving Regis. That's supposed to be news. It sells.
Yeah. What she's saying here, she's saying in her own little creepy way, it sells. But what she's saying, she sells.
Yeah.
Because
right.
She is such a big star.
Sure. They put you on the cover, say your marriage is over. They put you on the cover, say your husband's a rover. They put you on the cover, say your kid is a brat. You once were anorexic, but now you're getting fat. They put you on the cover and say she's crying again. And the source, of course, is always a close personal friend. The critics and the pundits ponder endlessly. When, oh God, please, will we be rid of Kathy Lee?
It's the truest thing in the song.
I wish they had the answer. If they only had a clue. I would truly die of shock if I got a good review. You know, in all sincerity, I treat it all with hilarity.
Of course she does, because she's Miss America, man.
Trooper. It helps me keep my sanity, maintain my famous vanity.
Oh, there's the first hint of self-deprecation right there.
I've learned to laugh at critics and scoff at the jests. Yes, the press is tough. The paparazzi are just pests.
Oh, yes, because she just can't move without being photographed.
Shoo. You are the reason, but you people have been great to me. You're the reason that I stay. With a lot of help from heaven. And a lot of Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah, just to show she's just such a wild girl.
If I believe the crap I read, how I'm a woman filled with greed. Who really is a heartless jerk who loves to put small kids to work? Who slept her way to the top and talks and just won't stop? I'd hate me too. That didn't rhyme with anything, Kathy Lee.
No, it must have been a big finish, but they said it was an excerpt, so there was obviously a tedious amount more. And this is more of the same, and this is as transparent as it gets.
And going back to the beginning, she starts out with, they put you in commercials, they put you on magazines.
No, she puts herself in those commercials.
Exactly.
And if you don't like the limelight, stay at home.
Exactly.
Don't come into work and do your one-hour job a day, of which Regis does like 99% of the work.
And remember, it sells, I sell, mm-hmm. I sell. She really probably, I sell. That's what she was really thinking. This is a woman who obviously, I don't doubt that she wrote every word of this herself.
Oh, yeah.
That she spent, probably 3 or 4 weekends just writing stanza after stanza.
Probably, Cody, Cassidy, get away! Mommy's writing the song, the tribute to herself. Meanwhile, Gift writing his own lyrics.
Yeah.
They say my son is a little runt. But actually, we know my wife is...
Well, here's a guy who says he was in the studio audience when she was singing the song.
Oh, this is great. I bet it was flesh-crawling time.
It was pretty funny, guys.
Is this Mark? Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Now, were you there when she originally sang it yesterday when it was preempted on many stations?
Yeah. She started over, too. Gosh, she knew something was going on.
What is the tune like on that? I mean, what is the tempo? Is it a ballad? Is it an up-tempo song?
It was more like a commercial, like a cruise or something.
Like one of her Carnival cruise songs. If they could see me now. I bet it's definitely like that Broadway, They put you in commercials and you promise folks the moon.
It sells.
Is he gone?
What did he say?
Yeah. He left.
Oh, that's too bad.
We wanted to get the review.
There's a guy we wanted to talk to. Because it said on the screen, Christine typed in, said he was at the show.
Right.
People were laughing at her while she was singing the song.
Sir, if we could get you to call back, we'd love to hear more about Kathy, especially when she got preempted.
Sure.
When I'm sure they saw the real Kathy,
And you should have seen her tonight. She was so pissed about that.
And then Regis was loving the fact. He goes, let's roll that tape right now. And just as she steps up to the microphone.
This is a special report from ABC.
ABC News.
That guy is definitely gone.
Well, that's a shame.
Too bad.
Who better to poke fun at the media's perception of Kathy Lee Gifford than the star herself?
And once again, I mean, she's got Arlene Vigoda, Abe's wife.
That's the person that wrote the article in USA.
Writing the story. You know, another person that's just, I mean, the suck fest for Kathy Lee continues.
Unbelievable.
Oh, boy.
They'll probably have the lyrics reprinted in Red Book, too, you know, with little daisies around the outside of them, you know, in a little special magazine section when they're doing just another feature article on Kathy
Lee. We're supposed to feel bad for her.
Yeah,
we're supposed to feel bad for her that she has to work 1 hour a day,
right.
That she takes a limo from her Connecticut mansion to do a one-hour show, that she gets paid millions of dollars for doing commercials.
Millions.
We're supposed to feel bad that she exploits her children on television every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Cody is saying, Mommy, Mommy, please do a Christmas special and put in the background a giant 60-foot picture of me. Right? Do you remember when she did that a couple of years ago? She had the big picture of Cody come down?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and you know, they're going to look back on that because, you know, through the magic of videotape, they'll be around forever. Yeah. And I wouldn't doubt that Kathy Lee's got a big vault with every show she's ever done down in her basement.
Sure. That's probably a party. You know, it's probably a Saturday night party. Listen, I'm going to invite some people over. How about we watch the show that we had Dick Cavett on and Tony Bennett on? And poor Giff got to sit there like a wax dummy.
Yeah, you know, I got some old footage. You know, it's I got one of those old.
Oh, they gotta run an equal amount of like the 1958 football Giants.
That's right. Only they're all on like old wax, you know, like the gramophone things.
So you say, listen, we got invited over to the Giffords this weekend. Oh, I can't stand it. We have to watch the home movies with him playing football. We have to watch the episodes of her with Regis.
And then she did a little stint at the piano to wrap the evening up. Thank you all for coming.
And then Cody and Cassidy came out and put on a little show for everybody.
In their sparkly little outfits there with Cody with his top hat.
Hello. Don and Mike show, hello.
I'm sorry the caterer didn't show up. It might have been more pleasurable if we had food. Good night.
I just did something to the telephones. My apologies. There's a bunch of people trying to call, and I think I just disconnected all of them.
So that is the best, though, is that that they pulled the plug. I mean, that they had the, you know, a legitimate news interruption, which I'm sure Kathy didn't say anything about.
You have to know. Listen, what was happening yesterday
was
not so groundbreaking that they had to break in for a special bulletin. And at about 9:20 yesterday morning, that's just when those dudes in Congress were just getting together, just flapping their lips when it was just like opinion, 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 opinion.
Right.
You had to know whoever is on the switch at ABC TV.
Do it now. She's just about to sing that crappy song. Do it now.
Preempt her. I can't do it. She'll fire me. How much you want to bet, like, all the techs got together? I like they had everybody's chipping in $20. Do it. The pot's up to $700 if you preempt her.
They're over on the side just waiting for it to happen. The diva gets preempted. Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What a sucky song, though.
Don, I think you're tired from 30 days.
Your boy is exhausted. 30 days, 30 nights.
Breeze. But sometimes those breezes are winds, classified hurricane force winds.
By the way, something. Why do you care? Cooperstown. Out of Cooperstown, New York.
My town, too.
This is Larry King in Washington, high above beautiful Arlington, Washington, Virginia.
Matzo ball soup at the top of the hour. We're going to go to Duke's place.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The guy could have said, I want to dye your hair platinum blonde. And I would have said to him the same thing. You're full of shit, which is what
I'm saying. Hey, honey, you just dropped the S-bomb.
That's a first.
The Don and Mike Show. They talk too much. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, you guys stink.
Yeah, right. So do you.
You do, too.
You blow dead bear.
Is that it?
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, that's it.
Good job.
Oh, you guys stink.
You said that already.
It's from the contest last week. That was the funniest.
Oh, all right.
He was goofing on that contest winner we had last week. Okay.
Bad day. Wrong day, pal.
Yeah, wrong day.
I'm going to take it back. No, I don't. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, Dynamite?
Yeah, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
I have a theory about you not looking when you wipe. Remember the show you were talking about, the lack of facial hair and body hair?
Yes, I do have a lack of facial hair and body hair.
Well, that explains why you don't have to look when you wipe. There's nothing grabbing on to... exiting there.
All right. Okay. Goodbye. Call tomorrow with that, please. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, I'm just playing a little mental movie there. Oh, my God.
You know what it's looking like to me? It looks to me like those commercials where they for the razor, yes. Where they show that the one-blade triple razor
system down there.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Don and Mike Show?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Melissa, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Yes, Melissa, Melissa.
How do you do?
Melissa, are you a smoker by any chance?
Yes, I am. How could you guess?
I have no idea.
Mike is Kreskin like that.
Well, I'm calling because I just recently started listening to your show.
You have a very affected way of speaking.
I can't help the way I speak.
Well, hi, boss.
Hi. Well, don't worry, ma'am. Affected's better than afflicted.
Oh. In any case, I'm calling because I heard that you guys like monkeys, and I thought you might be interested in what I study.
We love monkeys.
Well, I'm doing research on vervet monkey scrotal coloration.
Are you now?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So it is your job to look at the scrotums of monkeys?
That's right, and to measure them, exactly.
And to measure them?
Measure them, exactly.
Who needs that information?
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Well, it's bright blue colors, bright green colors. I think it's really neat.
Do the monkeys actually change color depending on their level of excitement?
No, not that I could measure, that's for sure.
Are they like mood rocks?
No, they're not like that.
And listen, I go back to my original question. Who is the scientist or the university that is funding this? Who is on the board of regents that said, listen,
Dr. Robert Spiewak.
You know what I think? I think we got to devote about $1 million of research. I would like to know more about monkey scrotums.
Thank you.
What color are they? How big are they? Let's get someone to research that and measure them.
That's what I'm doing, honey.
A woman with an affected speech.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, Buzz.
What do you hope to learn by measuring and checking the coloration?
Well, I'm trying to see whether we can predict behavior on the basis of color, and it looks like we can.
And based on Don's question earlier, sometimes they're aroused when you examine them?
No, they're immobilized while I measure them.
Immobilized. Do you use a ruler or calipers?
Or just your hand?
I have a ruler.
Or simply your thumb and forefinger.
Right, you know, it's like that thing when you're on a map and it goes this much space equals 500 miles.
Wow. Do you use gloves when you do this, or do you do it bare hand? Oh, that's not fair to the monkey.
How are they immobilized?
I've got them immobilized. We administer ketamine. They talk about Special K on the street.
You dope them up.
Yeah, I dope them up a little bit, but it's a safe process.
Oh, boy.
It's a safe process.
Tell me again, just before I rudely hang up on you, please tell me, who's funding this again? Who's paying for you to study monkey scrotums?
A few different organizations. I'm at UCLA doing my PhD, and so they fund it.
Private money or tax dollars?
A little bit of both.
Oh, my God. Great.
Amen. Boy. All right, well, send us some pictures, Melissa.
I'll be sure to. Do you guys have a website?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Like one rubber glove, you know, just diddling the beanbag with one hand and smoking a big Marlboro in the other.
Come here now, Cheetah. You think she ever gives us a taste test?
That's some monkey right there.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Jesus.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Hello?
Are you lonesome?
This is a grown up doing this, I believe.
This is another man that measures monkey scrotums. Absolutely. Hello, welcome to the show, Professor.
No, he, I wanna be your tiger.
I believe he.
Tigers play too well.
He measures monkey relish.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
I believe he's been immobilized.
Hello.
Speak to us. Wish that guy would have called back about Kathy Lee. I was dying to hear about that.
Yeah, I'd much rather hear about that than a woman who measured monkey scrotums.
While she's smoking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, I want to bust your balls for a second about your wife, Frida.
Why?
A woman that stands behind you like she does, and then you turn around and give her a hard time because she has a flat tire.
Right. Listen, I owned up to that.
Hey, man, if you don't know how to treat her, send her out to California. We'll take care of her.
Will, you're saying plural. Now, are you speaking in third person or what? I mean, Will, are there two of you? You and your brother Daryl?
I believe I stated
that my wife is the greatest, and I love her and appreciate her, and I was a total cad last night. But let's be honest, it was Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but see, she'd go for me because I look like Skipper on Gilligan's Island.
I didn't even mention that yesterday after, you know, that evening. You, she pleasured you.
Yes, that's right.
The special favor that you like so much.
She's a dog. You can't even take care of her right.
Oh, come on, F you. My wife lives the life of a princess. She's the luckiest woman alive. She is the luckiest woman alive.
Are you single, sir?
What's that got to do with it?
Because you seem to have an unusually strong interest in Don's wife, and I'm curious if you are a single man, a lonely guy.
I've been able to keep a woman... I think that you probably live with your mother.
Yeah,
no.
That's probably... You're probably living with your mother, and your mother's in the basement right now, and she's no longer with us. She's just got, like, a wig on, and you can see her little skeletal teeth.
Skeleton, and every night you go down, and you go, Mom!
Mother!
Meatloaf again!
That's right. And then, you pick up the uneaten food every morning at the same time. Mm-hmm. You didn't touch your food!
Yeah,
go back upstairs.
You guys know me so well.
Go back upstairs to the garbage disposal.
Hey, listen, come on, F you and your family. I got almost 18 years in the bank with her, okay? I can certainly...
Well,
I can certainly... Devote time to football if I want.
I don't know,
all right, yeah, well, your opinion matters a lot to me.
He's now leaning back in his chair laughing, and there's the corpse with the gray wig next to him that's not laughing, but smiling.
the skeletal remains.
The skeletal smile. The infinite skeletal smile.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
Just thinking about how funny that is. The guy's got, like, the decayed corpse of his mother down in the basement, and every day when he comes home from work, he actually sits down and goes, Hello, Mother. Well, I had an interesting day. How about you?
Oh, I had a rough day, Mother. It was very difficult down there. There were so many customers. Lunch was just terrible. Everybody wanted a Big Mac. Oh, look at you, Mother. I wish I could be like you. You always grin, no matter how bad it gets.
More fries? I get all the fries that fall on the floor.
Here they are, Mother. Mother, you didn't touch your fries last night.
Mother, I called Don at the Don and Mike Show today. I busted his balls, Mother.
It was great. I'll tell you right now. Here, Mother, have some Sprite.
And then he pours it in the in the grin, and it pours out the back of her neck.
He goes, Stop asking me when I'm going to get married. He hits her, and her head falls off.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mother. Let me put that back where it belongs, right on top of your decomposing body in the rocker.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Doing great, thank you.
All right. Hey, guys.
I'm not doing great. I'm a mess. I'm a total mess.
No, this is even going to put you over the edge.
What?
I graduated UCLA 9 years ago, and we had a study that was funded with taxpayers' money to study the vagina of the Australian platypus.
The vagina of a platypus?
Uh-huh.
A platypus is, the combination duck and beaver, right?
Correct. Doesn't have a big, like, Donald Duck bill on it?
Yeah, got a Donald Duck bill with the beaver tail.
Beaver.
Well, it had a beaver tail, all right.
Wow.
Beaver.
And the point of the study was what? Yeah, that's what I thought. To get your jollies.
Yeah. Right. Gotcha. Makes it taste good. Yeah. As Charles Broyhill loves saying.
It's that kind of research, though, that makes better eye makeup for everybody.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, there ain't no way I'd leave my woman on the side of the road.
Come on, listen to me. I didn't leave her on the side of the road. Where are you getting that from?
Well,
I didn't.
You went home and watched your foot. What do you mean? You went home and watched a football game.
Right. I left her there with the guy changing the tire.
Well, no. She called you to arrange that. Now, hey.
No. Hold on a second. Just get the facts straight.
Get the facts straight. He's telling the truth.
All right.
He left after the guy showed up.
Get the facts straight. My wife called when I was doing the show, when she had the flat tire. My neighbor went and picked her up.
Well, ain't no way you can go help her then.
Right. Now, when the guy called to say that he was on the way with the tow truck, I said at that moment when we arrived, I thought about leaving my wife, but I decided not to because I'm such a great guy. And
well,
I waited until the guy showed up with a tow truck, and then I said, adios, I'm a ghost.
You would have done the same thing, wouldn't you, Prince Charles?
Hey, no, ain't no way, because she's a big woman. And no, sir, I would not leave her.
She's a big woman? Your wife is a big woman?
Yeah, well, she's a big woman.
How big is she, sir?
She's 6'2".
Oh.
Now, the weight's a touchy subject. I'll just describe her to let you know. She's the type of woman that's got them real dark hairs on the lip that collect the beads of sweat.
So you're married to a pig. You're just married to a beast.
Well, she's a good woman.
All right, my wife's beautiful. I mean, I live in fear.
I've heard all about it, but
I live in fear of my wife's wrath, not my wife's weight.
Love's the same, son. It don't matter.
Well, well, you know, then you ought to be...
It doesn't matter if you drive a fluffy SUV or whatever it is, or a Jimmy, the CJ10.
Okay, that's whatever. Mm, yeah. Whatever.
That's where he keeps his wife, in the back of the CJ, the little SUV.
Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, this is Nick calling from Wichita, and I want to defend Don with the Frida.
Well, listen, Johnny Cochran, I appreciate it, but I do not need your defense.
Now, listen, I've never laid my wife on the side of the road. She stays in the back of the F-150. I drive. Now, when it gets cold, I give her all coats and jackets she wants to stay warm back there.
You know what Johnny Cochran said?
This is Johnny Cochran saying bye-bye.
Johnny Cochran said, if you do not help your wife when there's a flat in the truck,
right,
that night,
your life, penis,
she will not, or your life will be
not worth a
dirty word that I wish we could say.
I do, too.
God, I hope I live for that day. When the FCC allows us to say all of the words.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hi, my boo-boo. Bart was just asking me if we decide to go away on the weekend, can he stay here by himself? What do you think?
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, have you been listening to the show at all today?
No, I was up working on the computer.
All right, I was discussing our adventures last night.
Oh, no, I did hear that.
Okay. But listen, will you just, for the record, tell everybody that I didn't leave you there alone before the tow truck showed up?
No, and I said go ahead, but you left me there alone with a perfect stranger driving a tow truck, but not by myself on a dark night with no street lights, and I was gone an unusually long time.
Right, I mentioned all of that. It
with
was
a
just...
person that I couldn't even communicate with, but no, you didn't leave. You know what? I might have felt safer alone, but you didn't leave me.
Wow. All right, well, thank you for clarifying that.
No, you were quite the gentleman. So gallant. That's exactly what I was thinking all that time while I was 2 hours standing out there with a stranger who was ruining my transmission on top of just not being able to change the tire. But I was thinking, you are so gallant. That's what
Thank you. Listen, I just wanted to point about that I didn't leave you out there by yourself.
Oh, all right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, love you.
No, you're proud of that. All right, bye, see.
I am.
Yeah, you should be.
I am.
All right, boo-boo.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, my mistake for having a flat tire on Monday.
Right.
Monday or Sunday is not good days.
Listen, I admitted to all of that. I said when I came home last night that you immediately noodled through why I ran you an attitude about the hassle last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it was because of Monday Night Football.
No, and you said, and you then so gentlemanly said, no, I don't mind doing it for you. You'd help me if I had a flat tire.
Right, that's what I said.
Well, duh. And then I laughed and said, oh, no, I'd leave you standing out in the road. I wouldn't help you. You know what? I'd help a stranger if they had a flat tire, sugar.
Not me.
Yeah, right.
I only helped you because you're my wife.
I know, and I barely made the cut.
All right. All right, goodbye. I love you.
Bye.
I'll see you later.
For goodness sake.
She's still mad at you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guy in California, you want her?
She's yours.
Oh, that's great. All right, honey, get out of the truck.
All right, one more call. Oh, my goodness, we're running late. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I'd take her, man. She sounds okay.
My wife's a peach.
But whoever screens your calls, I was calling back because I was at the show. I called like 5 times. She kept hanging up on me.
Are you the guy who was at the Kathy Lee Show?
Yeah, she's a
fucking girl. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey. Who are you talking about, Christine or Kathy Lee?
My
Hello?
God.
Oh, please God. Boy, he gave us a double barrel one.
Yeah. He wasn't at the Kathy Lee Show.
I don't think so either. We'll be right back. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.